following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Arcata, touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU versus Iowa State. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome in and good morning, BYU basketball fans. Welcome to a Big 12 tournament edition of Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, the 4th-seeded and 17th-ranked BYU Cougars face the 5th-seeded and 12th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones for the second time in a week and a half. This time, though, it's in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 men's basketball tournament in Kansas City in a win-in-advance or a lose-and-await-your-fate on Selection Sunday situation. The win 9 days ago at Hilton Coliseum secured the Cougars a 4-seed, giving them the double bye as they got to sit back and get a little extra rest and await to see who would earn the right to face BYU today. Since the double OT disappointment at the hands of the Cougars, Iowa State closed out their season, beating Kansas State on the road handily 73-57, and of course, their win over 13-seed Cincinnati yesterday morning. In the win yesterday, St. Mary's transfer Joshua Jefferson led the Cyclones with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Point guard Tamman Lipsey had 16 points but left the game late in the second half after sustaining what's being called a groin injury. Keyshawn Gilbert also left the game early without playing at all in the second half. So there is a question about the availability of both players. Following the game, coach T.J. Otzelberger addressed their status for today's game.
As far as Keyshawn goes, well, you know, it'll be evaluate him tonight and in the morning and see what he's able to do. Not sure right now. Just talk to him after. And then with Taman, sounds like he, you know, something with his groin, he tweaked it. But I think, you know, I think for sure he'll be fine.
So with those two, 50-50, we'll see soon if the Cyclones have their starting backcourt or not. For context, though, Gilbert had 8 steals against BYU and Lipsey had 8 assists. They combined for 28 points in that double OT loss to the Cougars, so that is a big part of the Cyclones' offense and defense. Missing one or both of them could be a tough break for Iowa State. As for a BYU health update, according to coach Kevin Young earlier this week, freshman wing Kenan Catchings is still day-to-day. It would be natural for fans to think that Iowa State was looking for some payback today for the home loss last week, but Coach Otzelberger was asked about that yesterday following the game as they prepared for BYU, and he downplayed the Cyclones looking for revenge on the Cougars.
They came into our building and did a great job and earned a victory. We will prepare just like we prepare for every game and every opponent and every opportunity. We'll aim to control what we can control and be at our absolute best.
So how different will today's matchup in Kansas City be from the matchup last week in Hilton Coliseum? We'll have to wait and see. I got a chance to talk to Dallin Hall yesterday to get ready for today's game. The subject of our pregame conversation, I started our conversation with that question. How different will today's matchup be than the last game against Iowa State?
I think we learned a lot from it. We broke down the film and we realized, you know, super fortunate and it was a big win for us to get out of there with that win, but there's a lot that we could clean up. So we're really excited about this next opportunity because we feel like if we clean those things up, we're going to be in a really good position.
When you say clean things up, are you talking about 29 turnovers?
Yeah, that's certainly a piece of it. Obviously, they're very skilled and physical and talented defensively with a great coach. But we feel like we have a good plan going forward, and we've been working on executing it. So we need to be ball strong. We need to make them pay for their over-aggressiveness and then just make them pay, I guess.
Yeah, the over-aggressiveness is one thing. They like to jump the passing lanes. We saw that in the previous matchup, but they were also very physical.
Right.
Now, some games are different. Sometimes officials will let that go a little bit. Sometimes they won't. from a player standpoint, when you know that that's what they like to do, how do you prepare yourself in getting ready for a game like that where you know you're going to get hit, you're going to get bumped, you're going to get pushed, but you still got to be able to control the ball and execute the offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of the training in the off season obviously prepares you. And then leading up to it, our coaches make sure we get reps with a lot of ball pressure and physicality so that we're ready. But then it just comes down to your mindset of wanting the basketball and, you know, prizing that more than the other team. And so, you know, whether you get fouled or not, you got to find a way to treasure that basketball and make sure that you're able to make the right play. So that's something that, you know, comes with experience. And with that last game under our belt, I think we'll be a lot better.
This isn't your first rodeo when it comes to tournament play. How does the mentality and atmosphere shift for players when it goes from regular season to a conference or an NCAA tournament?
I think it's just greater attention to the game plan, making sure you execute that. I think a lot of times you can get lost in the emotion of a bigger stage, or, you know, let those nerves or thoughts creep in. But really what it comes down to is we've prepared ourselves every day. We've tried to get better as a team, and that stacks up. So we trust in who we are as a team. So now it just comes down to going out and executing the game plan and moving on from mistakes and making winning plays down the stretch. I think that's what postseason basketball is all about.
Was the extra days off a good thing for this team?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think at this point in the year, every team's a little banged up. So everyone's got some bumps and bruises, and to have a little bit of time to work through those and get treatment. You know, this team is full of a lot of professional guys who treat this game professionally. And so everyone was doing their best to take care of their bodies and get right. And I think it's going to put us in a really good position for this postseason.
I want to circle back to the tournament play thing. I just thought of something here. You, with the experience, you've done this before. What are you telling guys like Yegor and Cannon and these guys that's their first time through in a tournament situation like this? As a senior statesman in the locker room, what are you telling them?
Just stick with what works, you know. Have that same mental approach, mindset. Kind of like what I was telling you earlier, don't get lost in the moment, but really just embrace the moment. Go and leave everything out there and don't think about the consequences. Like, it's just all about being present. So fortunately, those are two guys that have played basketball at some of the highest stages for their level. And those skills that they have, they travel with you wherever you go. And so we're here to support them. They're big time players who are going to make big time plays, but that's kind of my advice for the younger guys.
Speaking of guys that's done this at the highest level, I saw the post-game comments from Coach Young from post-Utah game where he came in the locker room and said, hey, I've done this tournament-type stuff at the highest level, at the NBA Finals level. And while he's a rookie college coach, does that experience help and bleed through the locker room to the players as well?
Certainly. We have the absolute most confidence in our coaches and their schemes for how to approach the different teams we play. And also they're so good at what they do that it's not like we have one way to attack any team. We have backup plans if things aren't working. And so they've drilled those into us and we feel very confident in them. They feel confident in us and how we've grown as a team and our ability to execute the game plan. So a lot of confidence both ways. And I think that puts us in a really good position to be successful here in the postseason.
I'm going to wrap with this down. I usually ask for the two things that BYU needs to do to win this game, but it is tournament play. You're focused, so I'm just going to have you focus on one thing the Cougars need to do to get a win.
Just take care of the basketball. We're super efficient as a team, so we know that if we take care of it, get shots, that's usually going to work out in our favor in the end.
Our thanks to Dallin Hall for being our pregame conversation. Be curious to see him and the Cougars handle this Iowa State basketball team today. This news coming out during that interview from Iowa State men's basketball Twitter account. Keyshawn Gilbert, muscle strain, is out against BYU today. So no Keyshawn Gilbert for the Cyclones today. Tamman Limpsey is on the court warming up, so we'll see what his capability is for the game. As I mentioned earlier, Gilbert had 8 steals in the game against BYU in Ames. So a big loss for Iowa State in today's game. We'll talk to more about that in just a moment as we go out to T-Mobile Arena for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It's time for our courtside conversation. It's a Big 12 tournament courtside conversation today. Joining me now from the Utah Eye Center courtside seats is the one and only Mark Durant. Mark, how are we in Kansas City today?
It's a beautiful day in Kansas City, Ben. Ready to go, man. This is it's always a fun time. It's a good spot for college basketball, and this will be quite a game today, I think.
Let's start with the breaking news from about 10 minutes ago. Iowa State confirming that Keyshawn Gilbert not going to play in today's game with his injury. Gilbert, 13.5 points a game, 4 assists a game, 3.5 rebounds, and about 2 steals a game. In his place, Nate Heiss will start. He averages about 4.7 points. Only about 1 assist a game, so there's a drop in production, not to mention that Gilbert is kind of the guy who really frustrated the Cougars defensively with his physicality. How does this change the game?
It's pretty significant development. Anything to bring that turnover down, number down from Ames will be helpful, and Gilbert was the chief thief in that game with 8, and Iowa State certainly got a lot of really talented players, but that certainly helps. And, you know, their teams are in kind of a unique situation in conference tournaments. Teams like Iowa State and BYU, I mean, this is important, clearly, but they've kind of already did what they need to do to get in the NCAA tournaments, and you want to make sure that a guy like Gilbert is ready to go for that rather than risk injury here in this tournament. So I think if there's a question for him, it's probably a smart move for Iowa State, and certainly not a death knell for Iowa State. They got plenty of guys, but I think that certainly helps BYU, if nothing else, to maybe take just a little bit of pressure from off what we saw in Ames, which was pretty formidable what they were able to do to BYU.
Well, let's talk about that pressure. I mean, it was obvious from the get-go in Ames that the goal of Iowa State is they were going to meet the Cougars just across half court. They were going to be all up inside their uniforms. They were going to be physical. They were going to jump passing lanes. Do you expect today's game? I mean, Gilbert not being in the game aside, that's the style Iowa State plays. Do you expect that physicality to be at the same level today?
Yeah, that's their signature, and they're going to come after you. Iowa State, Houston, that's what they do, try to rattle you. Certainly BYU was rattled in a lot of respects in that game, but they also did some really, really good things. And the only thing you can do, the only defense you have against a defense like that is to really be aggressive and attack and attack, and maybe that gives you some more turnovers. But BYU, I think, figured that out. We're aggressive, and yeah, they had turnovers, but then they also got some really good looks. So if you get on your heels, they just pin their ears back and go even harder. So I think Yegor needs to do a better job in that double team up high to be strong with the basketball and get rid of it quicker. I think they need to do things to keep that from happening in the first place. Maybe start with Dallin or someone else up top and have Yegor go to the wing and catch it and get in the offense that way. As good as Yegor is, he's 18 and skinny like I was, and you know these guys are strong, and the double team comes and they can kind of bully him sometimes. But I think Yegor's getting better. The more times he goes through that, he figures it out a little bit. But they're gonna have he's gonna have to do a little different approach to kind of avoid that aggressive double team once you cross half court, because it was a real, real problem in Ames.
You mentioned you was skinny, Martin. You just got that man body. You got that big, muscular stature. I mean, you're still got it, man. I'm telling you.
I could play offensive line now, but in college, I was a strong gust of wind could have blown me over.
Hey, you mentioned the turnovers. I mean, that was the glaring thing from that game. 29 turnovers. I can't remember very many games where a team had maybe no other games where a team had 29 turnovers and still won the game. It was the pressure, but I think that kind of got in the head of BYU. What is Kevin Young telling this team, like, to make sure that that number comes drastically down for today?
Well, you know, some of the things I've been talking about, you know, not when you cross half court and the double it gets you, then you've already lost. So you got to have to be a little bit preemptive in your decision making and recognize where it's coming from, get rid of the ball quicker. And there's just, you just can't make any lazy passes. I mean, that this kind of team thrives on even the slightest bit of hesitation or laziness, and they're just baiting those kind of passes. It's a lot of times it's not on that initial guard, that initial double, but then they know they've got you, and they're just kind of sitting back, baiting the pass out of the double. And I mean, obviously it's a challenge. I mean, Iowa State's top 15 team, and Houston plays the same way. They're a top three team, and I mean, they've learned how to do it and do it really well. So it's going to be a long, hard. There's just no rest. That you can never relax, and all you can kind of try and do is then battle that with what you do well. And I thought BYU was terrific at that in Ames, and that's why they won that game. But it you know, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be hard. There's no rest in this game, and you're going to have a lot of bruises after it's over. You hope you get a little bit better whistle, I think, than BYU got in Ames, but that's no guarantee. Usually in conference, in tournament play, the whistle gets worse for you. So you can't worry about if you got fouled. You can't worry about all those things. You just have to take care of the ball, be aggressive, and try and punish them for their aggressiveness. You know, if they've got two guys out near half court doubling, that means somebody else is open somewhere. And so you've got to find that guy and make them pay for their aggressive defense.
How much does tournament experience help here? Guys like Richie and Trevin and Dallin and Foose, these guys that have been through the battles in these tournament situations, how much does their leadership has to be leaned on going into today's game?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, both these teams are tournament tested. This Iowa State team has a pretty impressive tournament record. They made a nice run through it last year and then won their game yesterday quite handily. So, I don't think BYU is going to out-experience Iowa State, but that experience will be helpful in knowing that everything, there's kind of a ratcheting up, right, all year long. Your preseason has a certain intensity, and then conference play, it really jacks up the intensity every game. And then you get into tournament play, it's a whole nother level. And so you have to be ready for that, because if you're not ready to go right off the bat, I mean, this is a team, Iowa State, that's played on this floor and had success yesterday. They're in the flow. This first 5 or 10 minutes could be really important for BYU, because they better be ready to go, because Iowa State will be, and you could find yourself down double digits quickly if you're not.
Mark, good to talk to you. Get ready, because this game starts, and you and Greg will be ready right out of the gate.
Oh, we're ready. We're tournament tested, Greg and I. We're ready to go.
Nice article written about you guys the other day in the Deseret News. So nice job by the both of you.
Hey, thanks, Ben.
Go to BigOTire.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at this upcoming schedule today at the Big 12 tournament and also in college hoops. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
And welcome back to the final segment of Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for a quarterfinal matchup of the BYU Cougars and the Iowa State Cyclones. There are four games today in Kansas City in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. BYU and Iowa State kicks things off this morning. The second game features Colorado, who's on a bit of a heater, having won three straight. But they're going to have to be white hot today as they face top-seeded and second-ranked Houston. That game tips at 1. Seventh seed Baylor and We'll see second two seed Texas Tech. They kick off the evening session at 5. Tech is ranked 9th nationally. Baylor took down Kansas State yesterday to advance today. And Kansas and Arizona wrap things up tonight at 7:30. Zona is a 3 seed. Kansas, the 6 seed, advanced off a close 98-94 win over UCF yesterday in OT. Taking a look at the tell of the team sheets real quickly, as Mark Durant astutely stated in the last segment, neither of these teams are really sweating over making the NCAA tournament. They're both in at this point. So just taking a look at their resumes, all they can do is improve those. And win or lose, they do, because it's a quad one game. Right now, BYU sits at 26 in the net. Iowa State at 9. BPI has BYU at 24. Iowa State at 7. KPI, 32-23, BYU, Iowa State. And Ken Pom has BYU at 24 and Iowa State at 9. In today's updated bracketology from Joe Lunardi, BYU remains a 5 seed with the arrow pointing up. Lunardi has the Cougars facing Liberty in the opening round. He has Iowa State, a 3 seed, in that same Eastern bracket. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Utah Eye Center courtside seats at T-Mobile Arena for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Gregor Bell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good morning, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City as today the 17th-ranked BYU Cougars take on number 12 Iowa State in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 Championship. These two teams meeting for the second time in 9 days. It was just last week in Ames. The Cougars and Cyclones played an all-timer. It was an 88-85 double overtime win for BYU, the Cougs' first ever win in Ames, and a victory that gave BYU the double bye in the conference tournament. By losing that game, Iowa State was forced to open tournament play yesterday, and the Cyclones came out of that game with a couple of injury concerns. We'll get to those coming up. One is already a certainty in that Keyshawn Gilbert will not play today. My name is Greg Wrubell. Got your play-by-play call this morning and afternoon. With me courtside is my commentary colleague for the last 28 seasons, the former Cougar hoopster Mark Durant. And by winning 8 in a row to end the regular season and by winning at Iowa State, BYU climbed the conference standings all the way to a tie for 3rd place in this great league. By virtue of the tie break with Arizona, BYU ends up as the 4th seed. That means a rematch with Iowa State, and that Iowa State team is currently ranked ahead of BYU, projected for a higher NCAA tournament seed than BYU. Mark, the Cyclones are as good a 5 seed in a conference tournament as you're going to see in any conference event this week.
Yeah, you win 8 in a row and tie for 3rd, and what's your reward? You get to play maybe the best team in the conference in Iowa State. And they call this, the Iowa State fans call this T-Mobile Center Hilton South, because they've had so much success here. They've won 17 of their last 23 conference tournament games, won 5 of the last 10 championships. They like it here. And this is a very good team that we saw just recently. And BYU managed to sneak out a win, but we saw what Iowa State can do, especially on the defensive end. This is going to be an incredible challenge for BYU. And, you know, that is good news, so to speak, for them to not have Gilbert, who was the main thief in that game with 8 turnovers. But this is going to be a significant challenge. But like I was telling you, Greg, I've learned to believe in this team and to not doubt them. And until they lose, I'm going to keep expecting them to add on to that win streak.
We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next, as the Zions Bank, a Cougar pregame coaches show, continues live from Kansas City, Missouri, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Coming up, staff at the bottom of the hour, 23-8, BYU taking on 24-8, Iowa State in the quarterfinal game of the Big 12 Championship here in Kansas City. Last year in BYU's first season as a Big 12 member, BYU played in this same game. The Cougs were the 5 seed, losing to the 4 seed Texas Tech. This season, 4 seed BYU hosting or taking on the fifth-seeded Cyclones. Iowa State advanced to Thursday with a wire-to-wire win over Cincinnati on Wednesday. But in that game, Keyshawn Gilbert was limited to only 11 minutes with a groin strain. He is out for today. Taman Lipsey left late with a groin tweak. He's okay for today. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at ZionsBank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And today, Coach Young talks about taking on a team that is very familiar to the Cougs, seeing as BYU played 50 minutes of basketball with Iowa State only 9 days ago.
For sure. I mean, there was a lot of stuff we learned from rewatching the game. At this point, it feels like 50 times. So, excuse me. You know, you try not to overthink it, but, you know, you look at some stuff. I'd use the Arizona game as an example where we did some good stuff from game one to game two. I see that kind of similar here. A little trickier, this one. You know, they obviously have some injuries and so forth, so not sure how they're going to go. But, you know, we try to make it more about the concepts and less about, you know, super granular things with their personnel.
So what are you trying to fine-tune from game one to game two?
I mean, obviously, you know, that game was, you know, a tale of really rebounding for us and turnovers, for forcing turnovers for them. So I think both teams will probably be focused on those two areas. We got to do a better job being organized against, you know, pressure and hostile environments and fouling and all those things. So, you know, that's not unique necessarily to these guys. That's just something we've got to have had to work on throughout the season. So spent a lot of time with that. You know, this is a team where they got multiple guys that can hurt you. So I think it's hard to key in on one guy outside of Jefferson. I think all the guards can get going, so we got to do a good job of feeling the game out and adjusting our coverages as needed.
You always talk about the math equation, and in Ames, if the turnovers were going to happen the way they did, you had to find some more possessions, and you did, especially in the offensive rebounding side of things.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, obviously for them, you know, I'm imagining they're going to have a lot of awareness about where Kaba is. So I think that's going to open up offensive rebounding opportunities for a lot of our guards to get in there and crash. But he was a man amongst boys out there on the offensive board. So, but that, again, that's how we were able to negate so many turnovers. Hopefully today we do a better job of taking care of the ball and can get up, you know, the possession battle up on the offensive glass, and that hopefully that math tilts towards, you know, us.
One of the reasons you want the double bye is, well, you maybe avoid what Iowa State had happen yesterday, which is a couple of guys get banged up in Gilbert and Lipsey, and now the question is how quickly can they turn it around? We'll find out soon how things look, but you've given yourself some rest to really get ready for this tournament.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a gauntlet. You know, I don't know if I ever realized when I was not in college just how hard the conference tournament is, you know, where you're talking about, you know, some teams having to play five games potentially in 5 days. You know, even the top seeds having to play three and three. You know, that's – I personally have never done that before. And so that's big picture. We don't talk about that with our players. As you know, I like to just take what's in front of us. But getting the double bye was big. So you kind of put yourself in hopefully a little bit more advantageous, you know, position.
Neutral floor, certainly, but there should be a good energy in this building. It's a great venue to begin with, and with two teams with great fan bases, it should be a fun game for a morning tip.
I would think so. You know, they're obviously right around up the street. You know, we got fans all over this place, so I've seen a lot of blue. I know that those guys, you know, will have a lot of support, too. So for an 11:30 tip, I'd imagine it'd be pretty high energy.
Coach, good luck in this one, and we'll hear from you post-game. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs in the rematch against ISU.
Well, in the last three games, Greg, BYU's been pretty miserable in the first 5 minutes of the games, and I don't think they can – they got away with that, but I don't think they're going to do it here, as Iowa State's already played there. They played well yesterday, so I think we need to see at least 10-plus points from BYU in the first 5 minutes, or it could be problematic. And then the other guy that I'm concerned about is we've talked about some of the Iowa State players, but Jefferson was a big part of that. BYU didn't seem to have an answer for Jefferson. He had 18 in that game in Ames. I just think you want to really keep him in check and maybe right around his point average of about 13 and under for him, and I think if BYU can do that and dominate the paint like they did in Ames, they'll be in good shape.
All right, those are Mark Durant's keys to the game. Break time now. We remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show next, live from T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Site of the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good morning once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside inside the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City, home of the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Today it's quarterfinal Thursday, the day of play tipping off with nationally ranked BYU taking on nationally ranked Iowa State. The winner gets the winner between 1-seed Houston and 16-seed Colorado in the semis. UH and Colorado play right after BYU and Iowa State. Tonight's session featuring 2-seed Texas Tech playing Baylor, 3-seed Arizona facing Kansas in the other semi. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Ben Bagley, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operator James Finlayson, BYU Radio Engineering coordinated by Barry Squires. Well, BYU today opens play in its 41st all-time conference tournament. Tourney time hasn't always been the best of times for BYU. The Cougs have won only 3 conference tournament titles in 40 years, 2 in the WAC, 1 in the Mountain West, none in the West Coast Conference, and this, of course, is just BYU's second Big 12 tourney after going 1-1 in last season's event. All time, BYU 41-37, so just over 500 in conference tourneys. Mark, for whatever reason, BYU's had a tough time finding that winning formula in these events.
It really is a mystery. I mean, BYU has a very nice basketball tradition, and for whatever reason, I mean, we could kind of go down the list of maybe some excuses. I don't know if people are really interested in excuses, but it doesn't seem to match the quality of product BYU's put on the floor over the years. Now, what I'm hoping is that kind of is in the past a little bit. This team has done something that no other team has done. 8 wins in the Big 12 in a row. That's really impressive, and I'm hoping that mindset that Kevin Young brings to this program of success and winning championships is something that this team can kind of really grasp a hold of and leave that past behind and just think about, we've got a great opportunity here. We're a good basketball team. Let's go out and win a tournament.
Coming up next, more on BYU and Iowa State from the Big 12 Championship. As we head to break, this reminder that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on right after this, live from Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, this is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. We're coming to you live from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, site of the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. 4 quarterfinals on tap today, starting with number 17 BYU and number 12 Iowa State. 10th meeting in a series. The Cyclones lead 7-2. BYU won the most recent meeting, of course, 88-85, double overtime 9 days ago at Hilton. Today's winner into the Final Four to face either Houston or Colorado tomorrow evening. Goes without saying that winning a Big 12 tourney would be BYU's most significant postseason accomplishment outside of the NCAA tournament. Meantime, Iowa State making a habit of peaking at the right time and taking home the hardware. The Cyclones have won 5 of the last 10 Big 12 tournament championships, including last year when ISU upset Houston in the final. Mark, many of this season's Iowa State players were part of that group that hoisted the trophy on this floor last season. They know what it feels like to run the gauntlet in Kansas City.
That's the formula BYU's trying to emulate, right? To get to the point where you have an expectation of winning, and those players have it built into them. When we come to Kansas City, we're going to win games, and I think that's what BYU wants to get to. This is going to be a significant challenge. Obviously, Greg, it's Iowa State, but you know, I don't think in the past I thought BYU would have to play just amazing, one of their best games, and now I just think they have to play a good game.
All right, BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from T-Mobile Center in Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. This outstanding venue, seating 18,000, has been home to this event since 2010, and the Big 12 has a deal to keep the tourney here through 2031. As mentioned, this is a rematch of a game played only a week and a half ago in Ames, Iowa. BYU had a 21-point lead with 12 and a half minutes left to play. Iowa State came all the way back, had a shot to win it in regulation, had a lead in the first overtime, but BYU somehow prevailed in double overtime. It was a game BYU won despite 29 turnovers. Mark, it was another opportunity for BYU to show that there are different ways to win a game, and that's been a theme during the Cougs' current 8-game win streak.
It's been really fun to see the team and different guys stepping up and the depth that BYU has and the crazy numbers. You mentioned the turnovers, and but then BYU counteracts that with the dominant performance on the boards. But then the next game, they get out-rebounded by Utah, but they do other things, and it's been really fun. And it hasn't always been peaches and cream for BYU. They, like I mentioned, the first 5 minutes of the last three games have been pretty miserable, but BYU found a way to stay in the game by their on the defensive end to keep the other teams down and still have a chance in the game. So, yeah, it's fun to watch these guys, and but I think the underlying theme is that they believe that they're going to win. And that's that belief I'm talking about. And when you start stacking those wins like Coach Young talks about, then that belief continues to grow. And I think this is a confident team going into postseason play this year.
You know, Mark, one of the things I love about being in this venue is I get to look across the court and see Brett Yormark hanging out with Andy Reid. Andy in BYU blue today, and he and the commission just spent a few minutes chatting. I love it.
Is there a better guy in all of sports than Andy Reid? More lovable. I mean, he's just fantastic.
And he's our guy. All right, our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, getting you set for BYU and Iowa State moments away here on quarterfinal Thursday at the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City. What a grind it was, Mark. This was a year where the Big 12 went to 20 conference games. They'll go back to 18 next year. This was a 20-game conference season, which meant two games a week for 10 straight weeks. So having 5 days between games like they did between Saturday and now Thursday must feel like a pretty nice rest. And it was a chance to take a breath, recuperate a little bit, and get ready for a very tough Iowa State team. We see the danger of having to play 4-4. Iowa State gets two players banged up yesterday. One won't play today. So hopefully the Cougars take good advantage of the rest and play well today.
Well, BYU is a team that's built for this type of tournament because of their depth. But, yeah, that depth can vanish pretty quickly, as Iowa State has learned. But you just kind of got to hope to just keep advancing. I mean, these tournaments are about as brutal as it gets. And the NCAA tournament, at least you get a day in between. But here it's go, go, go. And the last man standing is the winner.
All right, it is BYU's 41st all-time conference tournament. In the previous 40, the Cougs have won their opening game 26 times, 26-14 in conference tournament openers. Tip-off of BYU and Iowa State is coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, live from quarterfinal Thursday at the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital, real estate investments. By Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
right, getting set for BYU and Iowa State here in Kansas City. Let's meet the starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the 12th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones, the 5 seed, 24-8 overall. They were 13-7 in league. They're 3-1 on neutral floors. T.J. Otzelberger, the head coach, fourth season in Ames, ninth overall. His record with the Cyclones, 94-43 overall. He's 193-106. Starting at the point, number 3, Taman Lipsy, 6'1", 200, the junior from Ames, Iowa. At the 2, number 0, Nate Heisey, 6'5", 212, senior from Lake City, Minnesota, and a transfer from Northern Iowa. At the 3, number 22, Milan Momcilovic, 6'8", 225, sophomore, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. At the 4, number 2, Joshua Jefferson, 6'9", 240, a junior from Las Vegas, and a transfer from St. Mary's. At the center position, number 1, Deshaun Jackson, 6'11", 274, a senior from Oakland, California, and a Charlotte transfer. Those are the Cyclones. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Yegor Demon, 6'9", freshman out of Moscow, Russia. Your 2 is 21, Trevin Nell, the senior from North Salt Lake, Utah. At the 3, All-Conference, 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior from Riverton, Utah. The 4 is number 0, Mawut Mag, 6'7", senior out of Melbourne, Australia. And at the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kay Bakeda, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 23-8 Cougars, 14-6 in conference play, 2-1 on neutral floors, coached by head coach Kevin Young, season 1. Shout-out, Greg, to my wife, Mara Lee, and her silver sneakers class, South Jordan Rec Center, listening to the game as they work out. Not too shabby. You're about a silver sneaker, aren't you, Greg? Qualified about now?
I've got silver bristles growing out of my head these days. The officials today, Kip Kissinger, Brett Smith, and Brooks Wells. Kip Kissinger is the busiest man in college basketball. He's worked more games than any other referee this year. He's working his 112th game of the season. Kip Kissinger, Brett Smith, and Brooks Wells. Getting you set now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. Tough to tell this is a morning and not a night game because the energy feels like the last game of the game or like an evening session game, but you get two great fan bases, arguably the two best in this tournament, and they are meeting head-to-head here at T-Mobile.
Well, Ames is not far from here, so it's a pro-Iowa State crowd, but of course, BYU always represents itself well. It's no Hilton, though. That was something else, and BYU overcame that the other night, but this will be a new challenge.
All right, BYU in the home whites as the higher seed with royal blue. Iowa State in maroon with gold. They are the visiting team, the lower seed. The 4 and the 5 on quarterfinal Thursday here in Kansas City. Kip Kissinger has the ball ready for play. It'll be Deshaun Jackson and Kay Bakeda to contest the opening tap. Deshaun Jackson coming off a great game yesterday. 10 points, 15 rebounds. And he did not score in only 12 minutes of play against BYU at Hilton Coliseum. Kaba wins a lot of taps.
Yeah, he wins 90%. Got that one.
He slaps back to Yegor Demon. BYU in possession from back to front, left to right, as we see it and you hear it. Trevin Nell pulls, fires, and scores on the opening possession. Three-pointer for Trevin Nell. Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. First of the day, Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, and Trevin Nell gives BYU a 3-0 lead.
Good sign to see Trevin hit that shot right off, and it's not going to take 5 minutes to get a bucket here today.
Curtis Jones to the right corner. Deshaun Jackson dives low, squeezes it up and misses it. The foul on Kay Bakeda. So first foul of the game comes 38 seconds in, and it comes against Kaba. And we'll see how Jackson does in his first free throw trip. A 72% free throw shooter, averaging 10.5 points per game in his last two, and again, he scored 10 yesterday against Cincinnati. Jackson for 2. BYU's up 3 in the free throw. Good by Deshaun Jackson. 3-1.
Kaba has to be now very selective. I think you let Jackson kind of shoot over the top. You don't foul him. But then Jefferson's another force inside as both free throws good.
BYU up 3-2. Richie Saunders right side straight away to Mawut Magg. Mawut rocks a dribble on Jefferson between the circles. Right wing Trevitt. Right corner, Yegor Demin. Yegor drives, sends high to Richie Saunders. Richie will take it to the elbow, take a bump, no call, floater good. BYU's up by a score of 5-2. Richie took a little hit, and there was no whistle there. There could have been on contact, but I think you take the result of the play, which is a bucket for Richie.
This is a great start for BYU. Iowa State's defense seems to kind of be retreating a little bit from what we saw in Ames, which is a good sign for BYU.
Heisey was a bench player 9 days ago, starting because Keyshawn Gilbert is unavailable today. A back down on the left block by Joshua Jefferson, by Deshaun Jackson, pardon me. Now to Joshua Jefferson for three, and he ties the game.
That was an overhelp. I think Cable was just fine, and those guards came down too far.
5-5, steal, Iowa State. Richie gets it back. Nearly BYU's first turnover. Richie's pass hit the rim and rebounded out to Trevin Nell, and he now turns it over. Just a bit of a mess of a possession. Racing to the rim. Scoop and miss at the rim by Curtis Jones. BYU catching a break there. Should have been two the other way. Richie Saunders nearly traveled on the right wing. High to Yegor. Right to Richie. Right corner, Mawut for three. That's good. Mawut Magg with the second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the first half. And the Cougars have an 8-5 lead.
BYU looks amazing and somewhat incompetent at the same time right now on offense.
2 minutes and 15 seconds in to tie the game. Missing the three, top of the key is Jefferson, rebounded by Kaba Keita. He clears Yegor. Cross-court Nell. Right corner, Mawut to the cutter. Trevin finds an open Richie for three. Left corner, that is no good. Tip by Kaba, no good. Tip by Kaba, no good. And a rebound to Deshaun Jackson.
It's a great look from Richie in the corner. Good find. Just couldn't hit it.
Won't have a more wide-open three. To the cutter, Deshaun Jackson takes a bump and lays it up and in. Deshaun Jackson's got four. And Iowa State draws to within 1-8-7. Yegor left wing. Yegor to the bump. Yegor's pass deflected. Brought down by Richie Saunders. Nearly a turnover. But the Cougars keep possession. Playing with a little fire early. Not getting burned yet are the Cougars. They have one turnover. Iowa State yet to turn it over. Yegor in the corner to Nell. Nell will take a straight line drive down the base. High to Mawut. Jumps the three and knocks it down. Mawut Magg with another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Three threes for the Cougs. And the Cougs have a game-high lead of four at 11-7.
There's no moment too big for Mawut. He steps up in the biggest games and hits big shots.
Mighty Moe knocks it down. Momchilovic, deep three. That's in and out. Rebound, Keita. Outlet, Richie. Richie down floor. BYU's up four. 16:30 to play until halftime. Yegor, cycle from Nell to Mawut. Mawut back on the boundary to Nell, and Cougars go over and back as Nell was on the boundary, caught in midair, threw it into backcourt. Turnover number two for BYU.
It almost seems that BYU's giving the Iowa State defense too much credit. I mean, they're very good, but some of these turnovers a little bit self-inflicted.
The three-point shooting tremendous, 3-for-4, but everything else is a little shaky right now. So already two turnovers after a 29-turnover game in the last meeting. Kate Kelderman checks in. Kelderman, we did not see him play in Ames. He's playing now with the bench down a little bit due to Gilbert's absence. Joshua Jefferson from the short corner nearly has it knocked away by Saunders. Got it back and draws a foul on his way to the rim. It'll be free throws. Richie got it. Saunders has his first. So two free throws coming up for the Cyclones, who are already 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 16:08 to play in the first half, 11-7. BYU has the four-point lead. Cougar basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating well. Joshua Jefferson misses free throw number one.
No fouls on the Cyclones, and that was a big part of the win in Ames as BYU got to the free throw line and shot it well from the free throw line as Jefferson gets one of two.
So 4 points for Jefferson, 4 points for Jackson. The 4 and 5 men have all the scoring for the Cyclones. BYU's lead is 3 at 11-8. Kaba checks out, Foose checks in. Richie Saunders far boundary, 40 feet away. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Richie hooks a pass to Foose. Foose has the ball knocked away and the foul on the floor, first against Iowa State. They came on the double and committed the foul. So we'll take our first timeout. With a 15:50 mark remaining in the first half, it is BYU by three. Cyclones lead the Cyclones. The Cyclones trail the Cougars. 11-8 is our score. on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Mark, I don't know if you said exactly first media timeout, but I think you kind of alluded to the fact you wanted BYU to, maybe you did mean at the first media timeout, have at least 10 points. Well, BYU's got 11. They're up 11-8. The Cougs went the first 6 minutes without scoring in Ames. You just wanted to see a little better offensive start. I think you got that.
I really did. That was a great offensive start, and they have turned it over a couple times, but they appear to be the aggressor. They're running a little bit of a wrinkle. I've noticed that most of the time you see Kaba or Foos come up and set that high screen, and at least a few possessions they've sent a guard to do that. So when the double comes, it's not a big guy and a guard to get all over that Yegor, whoever it is. And so I think they're making some adjustments, and they are getting really good looks. The only three they've missed was wide open. And so, so far so good on offense. They need to settle down maybe just a little bit, but otherwise look really good.
So you're saying the defensive hedge is coming from a smaller player the way
they're
running it right now.
Right, exactly. And then Yegor can, because of his size, can kind of pass over the top of that. I think it helps Yegor a bit.
All right, BYU and Iowa State, three-point game in the early going. Cougars' game high lead's been 4-11-7. It's currently 11-8, and the Cougs do have three threes in the early going. Mawet Mag is 2-for-2, and Trevin Nelm has made his only triple. The Cougs are 3-for-4 from deep. Interestingly, Iowa State's already taken the first four free throws of this game. BYU's not been to the line. 11-8 with 15:50 to play until halftime. Houston and Cincinnati. Pardon me, Houston and Colorado to follow BYU and Iowa State. Cincinnati's tournament run is done after a win in the opener.
How about Colorado?
Yep. The only bottom eight team to make it to Thursday was the 16 seed. They were 2-17 through 19 games in the Big 12, and now they've won three in a row. All right, BYU basketball as we come back in, and Cougars will trigger to the left of the bucket, Yegor Demon to do the honors. Into Foose on the arc left side. Traore, right wing, Dallin Hall is checked in for the first time. Shoves away Kelderman. High to Yegor. Yegor bobbles, regains between the circles. Under 10 on the shot clock. It's down to 5 for Yegor. Left wing, Richie with 4 and with 3. Yegor for 3 off the pass from Saunders. Knocks it down. Yegor Demon with the Cougars' 4th three-pointer. And the Cougs have a game-high 6-point lead at 14-8. Good to see.
He struggled most of the year, but he has gotten a lot better the last 5 or 6 games. He's more confident. Now he stepped right into that one, knowing it was late in the clock and he'd have to shoot it, shot it with confidence.
Double-figure scoring in 4 of his last 5 for Demon. Ball knocked away from Momchilovic. Regains. Dives low on Yegor. Yegor stays with him. Now the double comes from Wood. Straight away, Joshua Jefferson. He'll take it to the hoop. Lay it up and in. Scoop and score for Joshua Jefferson. He's got 6 to pace the Cyclones. BYU racing at 4-court. Saunders, Hall to the cutter. Foose. Foose right to the rim. Scoop and score. And 1. It'll be a 3-point play chance for Fuseni Traore. Great run after a make.
Right.
The Cougs running off the make and scoring in transition with Foose. Losing his defender off the window for 2 and a chance for 3. BYU's up 6 at 16-10, tying the game-high cushion.
Yeah, sideline fast break off the make, and Dallin able to beat his man baseline, and Foose just cutting right down to the hoop. That's exactly how you fight an aggressive defense, by being ultra-aggressive offensively.
The early Hyundai power play of the game as Foose makes the free throw. Power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Mawet Mag will check out. Mihailo Boskovic is in. And the Cougs have a game-high lead of 7 right now at 17-10. Cyclones beat some pressure into 4-court. Nate Heisey on the wing right side. High to Cade Kelderman. Kelderman. Chatfield. Floater from the free throw line. Good. Brandon Chatfield knocks it down. He did not score in 12 minutes against BYU and Ames.
Probably a shot you want him to take, but he knocked it down.
Demon. Wing left. BYU's up 5. 17-12. A skip pass to Richie for 3, and that's good. BYU 5-for-6 from deep. Richie Saunders gives BYU a game-high 8-point lead at 20-12. Cougs shooting lights out here in the early morning. Chatfield high. The handoff to Jefferson. Jefferson, the St. Mary's transfer. Left wing Heisey. Got past Demon. Drives for the dunk. Misses it, but an offensive rebound reset to Kelderman, and that's good.
Of course, it's Kelderman and Chatfield that are scoring for Iowa State.
Off an offensive rebound. Yegor fades away and misses the three. And just like that, the Iowa State fans are into it, and the Cyclones are running. BYU's lead down to 5 at 20-15. Cade Kelderman did not play against BYU, and the three off the offensive rebound. Mihailo forcing a steal. Dallin takes it away. Dallin to Ritchie. Open three in transition. Missed that. Ah, that's tough.
Great look again.
20-15. BYU's lead down to 5. 6.5 minutes in here in Kansas City. Heisey open for 3. Heavy. Rebound Boskovich. Clears Ritchie. Saunders forecourt right side. Ritchie Saunders, 2 for 4, 1 for 3 from 3. Dallin Hall left wing. Dallin Hall guarded by Curtis Jones. Jones falls down, kind of ran into Hall, straight away to Yegor. Right wing Ritchie. Ritchie will drive it, take a hit from Kelderman, get to the rim, take a foul out front. Non-shooting with 6:55 gone. And the team foul situation now even at 2 apiece.
Well, they kind of missed Foose underneath. He's wide open, but Ritchie able to beat his man and draw the foul.
It's actually the third on Iowa State. Jefferson, Kelderman, and Chatfield, each with a foul apiece.
See how this second group does as Ritchie sits. Boskovich had been in, made a nice defensive play on Jefferson, create the turnover for Hall.
Dawson Baker checks in, so it's all bench players now. Second 5 for BYU. Hall, Stewart, Baker, Traore, Boskovich. The lob out to Foose on the wing right side, off the entry. The handoff to Hall near the timeline. 12:59 to play until halftime. Dallin Hall terminates, finds Foose. Foose at 10 feet, gets low on Deshaun Jackson. Nice bank and score. Altered his angle a little bit to get over Jackson, and he scores. Does Foose to give BYU a 7-point lead. The game high lead's been 8. A nice settle back in for BYU and Fuseni Traore. He's got 4.
Dallin and Foose run such a great two-man game, and Dallin just found it.
Foose only scored 2 at Hilton Coliseum. He's got 4. The Cougs up 7. Curtis Jones wing left. Deshaun Jackson guarded by Traore in the left block. That's a good battle. A double comes from Trey Stewart. The bounce pass to Kelderman. Straight away with 2 and 1. Desperation 3 by Jones. Missed. Rebounded by Boskovich. And Mihailo's going to take it into the forecourt himself. Hands off to Baker. Baker to the free throw line. Baker bounces out to Trey Stewart. Left wing Bosco. 12:05. Nearly a turnover on a soft pass by Boskovich. Stewart Hall. Corner 3. Baker. Got it!
Beautiful.
Dawson Baker. Shot maker. BYU 6 for 9 from 3. The Coug lead is a game-high 10 at 25-15.
You talk about second groups, but this is a pretty impressive group of players that is playing for BYU right now.
Jones, right corner. Demarion Watson missing the 3. Rebound, Iowa State. Battle for the ball. Fight on the floor. Foul on Iowa State. Trey Stewart drew it. I think Momchilovich gets him. Is that how you saw it, Mark?
I think it's actually going to be Kelderman. We'll see. But Dawson was down a bit there. I don't know. It was Dawson. He got really clobbered, and he was down, but he's popped up, so he's fine.
Timeout on the floor, 11:42 to play until halftime. BYU a 10-point lead over Iowa State, 25-15 is our score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Up 10, 25-15 at the media timeout. Checking some scores from other conference tournaments going right on right now. Right now in the ACC, just went to half, and top-ranked Duke, they trail at the half to Georgia Tech, 31-26. In the Big East tournament, 6th-ranked St. John's has a 37-24 lead on Butler. And in the Big Ten tournament, 23rd-ranked Oregon has a 37-29 lead in that game. Both those other two games just seconds away from going to the half. Let's get it back out to Kansas City with Greg and Mark.
Ben, thank you. Cougar fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Well, Iowa State started today with Curtis Jones at the point, and Taman Lipsey hasn't appeared yet. So no Keyshawn Gilbert. They ruled him out before the game. And I don't think Taman Lipsey's been on the floor yet, actually. He was listed as a starter in the preliminary starting lineups, but when the game began, it was actually Curtis Jones and not Taman Lipsey out there. for Iowa State. We've not seen Lipsy, so they may be going without Lipsy and Gilbert all day today, which certainly is a break for BYU, should it stay that way. But Kate Kelderman's come in and already knocked down a three for the Cyclones. But this will be a team that's not used to the current rotation they're playing with, and BYU's got two starting fives out there. And look at this rest that Kevin Young is giving his original starting five. The backup five stay on the floor for BYU.
This group has been fantastic. There's been no let down. If anything, it's picked up.
Traore sees a double from the left corner, takes a hip check, and that's quickly five fouls on Iowa State. The first on Deshaun Jackson. So Jefferson one, Jackson one, Chatfield one, Kelderman two. Five fouls for Iowa State to BYU's two. What a luxury for Kevin Young to go with the second group that's doing great work. Dawson Baker, left corner, to Foose at the left junction. Of course, Kevin's thinking long-term as well. Dawson will do a baseline drive, get right to the rim, blocked at the rim, and Cyclones come away with it. Heisey runs transition. Jefferson drive dunk. Wow, just like that. Eight for Jefferson. Dawson Baker thought he had an open path, and they met him at the rim. 25-17, BYU's lead down to eight. Iowa State fans are just always a half second away from getting ready to erupt. Dallin Hall on the wing right side. Hall pulls it out to near the timeline. He gets past Jones. He'll kick in the corner. Stewart, touch pass to Baker, three. That's no good. And Jefferson outleaps Traore for the rebound. BYU now 6 for 10 from the three-point line. BYU's lead down to 8, 25-17. 10:40 to play till halftime. Jones to the bump. Has Hall on the switch now. Momcilovic inside the three-point line. Gets it low on Stewart. Turnaround jumper, Momcilovic. Good. Oof. That's a good shot. That's unguardable. 25-19, four in a row for Iowa State.
This team always believes they're in the game, and they should.
Back door to Hall, bobbled it, got it on the floor. Tie up, time out, or arrow? Arrow, Iowa State. Well, things are slipping away, and so Kevin Young is going to go back to at least four of his starting five. The backup group did a nice job, but Iowa State has scored four in a row and is looking for more with the ball with 10:13 to play here in the first half.
Well, Husseini's a good passer, but that was an aggressive backdoor cut that had to be a seeing eye pass through to Dallin. Just didn't get through.
Jones, drive, floater. Good. Curtis Jones has his first two, and Iowa State draws to within four. It's a 6-0 run.
Momentum is a real thing, man. It's crazy.
Richie's been a momentum killer. To Dawson for three. That's short. Rebound tip from Kaba to Richie. That's a big rebound for BYU. Yegor turns it over. A lofted soft pass to the right corner, and now Iowa State's on a roll. Jones, top of the key. Short roll to Chatfield. Chatfield nearly traveled in the paint. Out to Jefferson. Won't take that three. Momcilovic left corner. Whole new ball game here in the first half. 10-point lead almost gone. Momcilovic wipes Richie away, and Richie's called for the foul after taking an elbow in the throat. And Kevin Young wants them to look at the monitor to see about that elbow into the throat of Richie Saunders, who was actually called for the foul. Richie's telling Kip, I got hit in the throat with an elbow. Kevin Young signaled for the review, and will they get it? I don't think so. No review.
That's two on Richie. Foul trouble's been an issue for Richie.
Deflects a pass out with 9:27 to play until halftime. 6-0 Iowa State run as BYU's gone scoreless for more than 2.5 minutes. After going up 10, they came out of the timeout with the second group. And since then, BYU's not scored. Most of the first group is back in, and Richie's now playing with two. In fact, it is the entire starting group. Three-pointer missed left side, rebound Yegor beneath the basket. Richie, kick ahead to Trevin Nell, to the trailer Yegor left wing. Demon, right side Richie for three. Nope, short on it. Rebound saved in off of Mag. Nope, couldn't save in. Iowa State basketball. BYU scoring drought, 3 minutes. 9:09 to go till halftime. Just cannot let up. And the Cougars have hit a dry spell. 25-21. But the Cougs had a 10-point lead to work with, so they stay in front. They've not trailed in this game. Cougs have played good offensive basketball from the get-go, but for the last 3 minutes. 25-21. Iowa State, though, starting to heat up. Now to 50%. BYU at 53. Momcilovic, a fake and drive. Blocked by Kaba Kadev. And right back into Momcilovic's hands. Put it on the floor and salvages it out to Jefferson with a 10-second shot clock. Corner Kelderman drives into the paint. Out to Jefferson. Bobbled with five and with four. Jones kind of a desperation three, and he knocks it down. 10-point lead. Down to one. 9-0 Iowa State run. Lob to Kada, and Kada finishes at the rim off the assist from Trevin Nell. It ends a 3.5-minute scoreless drought for BYU. Three the other way to tie it, Curtis Jones.
Yeah, he's heating up, and he's a great scorer. Look out.
Well, that 10-point lead, it's all the way gone. 27-27, 8-10 to play.
Got to pick up Jones at half court right now.
Demon finds Richie. Saunders driving kick. Trevin three. Got it. Big time make from Trevin Nell. BYU 7-3 of the first half. The Cougs have only three twos and seven threes. And it's BYU by three. 30-27 with 7:51 to play until halftime. Lob. Finish at the rim. Chatfield.
Nice.
BYU just suddenly the defense is just not to be found. Magged. Jabbing from the left corner. Finds Demon between the circles. Iowa State six for its last eight. Demon gets a hip check out near the timeline. It'll be non-shooting and BYU basketball after this timeout. 7:34 to play until halftime. BYU's lead one, 30-29 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball presented by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices. Three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Well, sixth man of the year, Curtis Jones, heating up. 8 points for Jones. 8 points for Jefferson. And those are the game-high scorers right now, both on the Iowa State side of the ledger. Mawut Mag with six, Trevin Nell with six to pace BYU. The Cougs, three-point shooting, has them in front. BYU 7 for 13 from deep. Iowa State, though, shooting 55%, hanging right with the Cougs. And down just one, 30-29. We've got 7:34 remaining until halftime.
Both teams playing at a high level offensively. 55% for Iowa State, 58% for BYU. You tell me BYU's 7-13, I'd say they would have a double-digit lead, but they have let down on defense, and Curtis Jones is a dangerous man. He's a great scorer in this conference, and he hit that one three that was contested late in the clock, and he knocked it in, and that's the kind of shot that you think to yourself, if that goes in, man, that's going to be my night. And the next time down, he hits a long three, so you really have to be on Curtis Jones.
Richie Saunders, only a 1-for-4 shooting start from the three-point line. Look at the things the Cougs are doing well. 10 assists on 11 makes, 7-for-13 from three. Out-rebounding Iowa State. Only four turnovers. I say only four because they had almost 30 in Ames. So doing a lot of great things, yet you're up a single point is all. That's the scary thing. Iowa State, the number 12 ranked team in the country. In fact, BYU ended Iowa State's streak of top 10 rankings at 25 weeks by beating the Cyclones at Hilton Coliseum. But they have been, the Cyclones, ranked in the top 15 for 28 straight weeks, and that's the third longest streak nationally. But in this game, BYU is the higher seed, the 4 versus the 5, but Iowa State is the favored team expected to win. Demet off the inbound. Foul situation, 6 for Iowa State, 3 for BYU. Cougs will shoot on the next Iowa State foul. Richie Saunders left wing. A baseline drive, floater. Man alive, beautiful shot by Richie Saunders. That is so smooth down the baseline. He can pull up and just loft that little teardrop, and it finds the bottom of the bucket, 32-29, BYU by three. Now can the Cougs get a stop or two? Iowa State, 6 for its last 8 from the field. They've made their last 3 overall. Momcilovic, top of the arc. Left wing, Kelderman. Cade Kelderman back to Momcilovic. Momcilovic dribbles into a 3. That's good. And we're tied up. Milan Momcilovic with 5, and Iowa State has 5 threes to BYU's 7. Yegor to the bump. Turnover. Threw it on the sideline to Nell. Nell vacated and only got was a fingertip to it. That's turnover number 5. And Yegor Demon's got 3 of them now. Make it 2, and that's 3 for Yegor. He had a 1 turnover game against Utah on the weekend, his season low. but already three turnovers against one assist.
And the pressure that Iowa State without Lipsy and Gilbert is has been minimized, and yet, Yegor, that was an unforced turnover there. Not a lot of pressure to cause that.
Iowa State plays for its first lead of the game. BYU was up double digits, and that's a theme against Iowa State this year. Iowa State coming back from down double digits. Skip pass Jones. Three for the lead. Yep. Minute left his fingertips. Steal. BYU turns it over again. And Iowa State in fourth court now leading at 35-32. Fadeaway three. Jones again. Timeout Kevin Young. Can you believe this? Can you believe the show Curtis Jones is putting on right now? Four consecutive threes. BYU helping the cause with its sixth turnover. Mark, it's been a disastrous 2 minutes.
Sometimes, as hard as it is to watch, you got to appreciate what guys are doing on the floor. And Curtis Jones is in a zone right now, and it's going to be hard to reel him back in. But you can't give him easy stuff like Kaba tries to make a long court pass to Richie. It gets picked off. He had Yegor unguarded right next to him. Just hand Yegor the ball and live to fight another day.
Both teams are now 7 for 13 from 3. As well as BYU shot it, Iowa State's right there. And now the Cyclones have a 6-point lead. BYU was up 10 at 25-15. Since then, 23-7 is the Iowa State run.
Hard to believe this is without Lipsy and Gilbert, but the guys that have stepped up, Jones and Omchilovich, Jefferson, you know, they've still got plenty of firepower. Those guys are stepping up and making big plays.
BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. And Kevin Young is going back to his second group, most of it. Hall, Mag, and Boskovich in. Kata and Nell remain in among the starters. 38-32. Iowa State leads by 6 after trailing by 10. Kata to the free throw line. Lobs it up for Mag, who collects it beneath the basket. He's triple teamed. He's tied up. It'll be Arrow BYU with 5:55 to play until halftime. Curtis Jones gets the start with no Lipsy. No Lipsy, no Gilbert. No problem for Iowa State. Curtis Jones 14 in the first half on 5-for-8, 4-for-6 from deep. Dallin Hall slaps it, looks to send it. Base left. Trevin Nell, stutter step down the baseline. Draws a foul. He'll shoot two free throws. Now the Cougs just trying to hang in before halftime. Tremendous offensive start for BYU. The 10-point lead has turned into a 23-7 run the other way. BYU is on the receiving end of a 9-0 run at the moment. And Curtis Jones going back to back to back from deep. Nell rattles home the free throw. Trevin's got 4. Make it 7, pardon me.
Well, Trevin's playing well. That was a smart move as he will pump fake on the baseline, draw a foul, and get to the free throw line.
Nell for the second. Good again. BYU within 4, 38-34, 5:52 to play till halftime.
Doing a lot of good things, but Iowa State is just on fire right now. Got to put some water on that.
Well, the whole ball game right now is 9-0 in points off of turnovers.
Sicking the wood on Jones.
Jones will drive it, float it, and score it off the window. He can hit threes. He can run it to the glass. 16 for Curtis Jones. Iowa State's in the Jones zone, and BYU's paying the price. Hall missing a three. Kaba missed a tip, and Iowa State the other way. 40-34. The Cyclones, who trailed by 10, lead by 6, looking for more. Jones again. Wow. This is unbelievable. Three-pointer top of the key. 19 for Jones in the first half. He's playing a different game, Mark.
This is remarkable.
Nell, 3 to answer. Rattles around and drops down. Everyone kind of waited. 43-37. The Cougs is trying to keep their head above water. Big shot by Trevin Nell, who's got 11 to pace BYU here in the first half.
Everybody
Jones can't
Jones.
Miss. Jefferson knocks a man down in the paint. Sends it in the corner. Wide open three. Jones. I mean, you know what's going in.
This is about as good as I've ever seen. And what cannot leave him to help.
Dallin not close on the three, but Heisey fortunately knocks it out of bounds, and BYU. Curtis Jones is 6-for-8. in the first half from the three-point line. He has 22 points. No Taman Lipsey, no Keyshawn Gilbert, and Curtis Jones is a one-man wrecking crew. 46-37. Cyclones up 9 after trailing by 10, and it's all Jones.
It's as good as I've seen, but at some point you got to say, we have to commit every resource we have to stopping this guy.
Mag to answer. Missed the three. Foos had the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. Iowa State basketball. The last three Curtis Jones got, there was nobody within 15 feet of him, Mark. They lost him.
But Wilt was on it, and he overhelped on Jefferson. And Jefferson is not the guy that's hurting you right now. You got to stick with Jones.
Wow. This first half feels like the entire game at Iowa State in terms of the swing. But it's all happened in 15 minutes or 20 minutes. A driving lay and missed by Heisey. Mag on the rebound. Cougs looking to hang in. Boskovich to the free throw line. Back out to Dallin Hall. Dallin is 0 for 2, both from 3. 4:05 to play till the break. BYU's down 9. Traore straddles the three-point line. The Cougs are a three-point makeaway from getting right back into this. And the miss from Mihailo from 3. Rebounded by Heisey. BYU now 8 for 18 from deep. Iowa State 9 for 15. Jones, they're doubling him out near the timeline. And he turns it over. And BYU lets it go out of bounds after touching it.
I don't think Dallin touched it. He tried to, but it looked like he did.
They won't look at it because they can't, and it'll be Iowa State basketball. Kevin Young and all the BYU players said that pass never touched one of our guys. Dallin Hall reached for it but never touched it. And timeout on the floor. 3:46 to play until halftime. That wayward pass from Curtis Jones off the double, and Dallin reached for it, but he said he didn't touch it. It went out of bounds and was called Iowa State basketball. It may be the Cyclones. It will be after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City. BYU and Iowa State quarterfinal day at the Big 12 Championship. BYU, which led 25-15, has seen Iowa State outscore the Cougars 31-12 since. That's a 19-point disparity, turning a 10-point lead into a 9-point deficit. 46-37. I haven't seen anyone torch BYU like this in a half in a long time. And BYU basketball is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Proud sponsor of BYU Athletics. The Chick-fil-A foul shot has become a fan favorite for sure. Cheer for chicken. Go Cougs. Mark, you hope it's not one of those tip-your-cap days, but it feels like it could be a tip-your-cap to Curtis Jones day the way it's going. Curtis Jones, a 22-point first half on 8 of 11 from the field, 6 for 8 from 3 on a day when the Cyclones are playing without Taman Lipsey's 11 points per game and Keyshawn Gilbert's 14 points per game. Those are 25 points they're missing. And Curtis Jones is determined to score them all himself.
He may. So far he is.
In and back to Jones. It's a miss, but an offensive rebound by Jefferson. Turns it over to Stewart and outlets to Saunders and BYU into forecourt. Richie, right wing. BYU still down only single digits here.
You got a miss from him. That's an accomplishment.
That's good. Three-point make here, and you make it 6. You're right there.
Ooh, watch out.
Foos is double, didn't see it. Almost gave it away, and still trying to get himself rid of the ball, and does draw a foul on Chatfield. So 1-1 on foul number 8. So Foos will go to the line. Chatfield has the second. That looked like it was going to turn into turnover number 7, but Foos did a good job to keep a grip of the ball. BYU has no points off of turnovers. And Iowa State has outscored BYU 9-0 in points off of turnovers. Not coincidental. BYU's down 9. Traore, 1-1.
Well, Curtis Jones obviously having a game, but what I don't like is that he has 12 field goal attempts. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 12 times, shame on you, as Traore makes the first. BYU's got to find a way to deny him the ball, and then when he gets it, double-team him like they did out here. Almost forced a turnover, but you can't let him get any more field goal shots up.
Foos makes them both. BYU within 7, 46-39. By the way, in 2 games now against Iowa State, BYU's been outscored 43-17 in points off of turnovers. 3:15 to play. Jefferson slides low and takes a pass on the right block. Blocked by Boskovich out of bounds. It'll stay Iowa State basketball.
It's really good recovery and help by Boskovich and Hall to get that one out of there.
Richie having a seat, by the way. Three-pointer right corner.
It's just too easy off an inbounds. Just an easy pass to the corner and open Momčilović.
Momčilović with his second three. He's got eight. 10-point lead cut to seven on a Mihajlo Boskovic three-pointer to answer.
BYU's clicking along, but, man, just can't keep up.
BYU shooting 52% field, 47% three, and they're down double digits. They were until a moment ago.
Oh, great
Stewart
pass.
Ahead to Foose. Foose will dunk it home. And just like that, BYU makes it a five-point game. The Cougs went from down up 10 to down 10 to now down just five. And in fourth court, timeout, Iowa State. And a nice job there by BYU, getting down 10 and scoring five quick ones. It's a five-point game, forcing T.J. Otzelberger to call his first timeout. So 49-44, we may just be in for just a wild basketball game, start to finish. Both teams pacing for something in the 90s or 100s at this point. With 2:33 to go till halftime, we take a break. We'll stay right here with it. 49-44, the Cougs doing a great job hanging around. Again, they were up 10, they were down 10. And here they are down five.
How about Trey Stewart coming in? He's been a difference maker this year. He gets a steal down low as he intercepts a pass, and then he's out front and gets a steal there. And somehow, when he's fallen to the ground, makes a perfect pass to Foose to get the easy dunk. So great job by Trey coming in, making a difference.
I said a moment ago, BYU was being outscored 9-0 in points off of turnovers. Well, the Cougs now have 4 points off of turnovers off the three Iowa State miscues. And we have ourselves a 49-44 basketball game. Cougar basketball is presented to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business.
I was watching that St. Mary's Gonzaga game. I think they went combined one for 30-something from three. That is not the case with these two teams today. 59% Iowa State, 47% BYU.
Jefferson, Deshaun Jackson, pardon me, will take it down low. A jump hook in and out from Deshaun Jackson right at the rim. BYU on the rebound. Yegor, front court left side. Demon. Right wing Dallenhall. Iowa State zoning it, and Mihailo's three-pointers blocked in the right corner. 49-44, Cyclones up. 2 minutes to play. Turnover Iowa State right into the hands of Yegor Demon. Yegor racing at four court to Dallenhall. Back to Yegor. Thought about the three. Crave will take that three and make that three. It almost crawled out, but it drops in, and BYU's within two after being down 10. 49-47 for the Cougs. That's 10 threes in the first half. Both teams have 10 threes in the first half.
Big shot. Trey Stewart nestles it in.
49-47 strip near steal into backcourt with it. Over and back or no? Foul on BYU. Curtis Jones dove for it. I thought he had possession in backcourt, and
foul.
They don't call it that way. That's foul number four on BYU. BYU nearly a steal and a chance to go down floor to tie the game. What a game this has been.
Looks like BYU had that. We're going to go with it. And to get a foul out of that when they seem to have the upper hand and not at least a jump ball. What a game. Almost 50 spot for each team.
Heisey on the wing right. Jackson straddles the three-point line. Jefferson at the free throw line. Joshua Jefferson, 18-footer. Around and down. He's got 10. Hadn't scored in a while. Big shot. Four-point lead, 51-47. You give him that shot. Iowa State fans on their feet. BYU fans on their feet. 60 seconds to go till halftime. Dallenhall racing at left to Foose. He bobbled but got to the rim. That little bobble kept him from scoring, but he did draw the foul. He'll get two free throws. On foul number nine by the Cyclones to only five for BYU. But that could have been a three-point play chance. Just a little fumble of the ball. Manfus couldn't go up cleanly. But he does get to the free throw line where today he is three for three. 9 points for Foose, who had only two in Ames 9 days ago. Free throw good. BYU 6-for-6 at the free throw line here in the first half. 51-48. The Iowa State lead is 3. We've had a game's worth of excitement in a half.
Some of the Big Ten games you'll get, this will be your final score. These two teams just running like crazy.
All right, now a delay before the second free throw. I don't like this. Foose in a ribbon. He made the first free throw, and then T.J. Otzelberger is chatting with Kip Kissinger at the far boundary. Now Trey went back to his bench. Maybe that was a BYU delay.
He had blood, I think, on his elbow.
All right, so T.J. is using this time to chat with the rep, but Trey had to get tended to. So now for the second free throw. And 2-for-2. No trouble. Center cut. Two-point game, 51-49. How about Foose with 10 here in the first half? Make it 11 on the free throw. Both he and Nell, 11 apiece. And those two guys combined for 5 points in Ames. They have 22 here in the first half. Mawit Mag, jersey number 0, guides the other number 0. Nate Heisey, 45 seconds to play. Iowa State can go 2-for-1 here. 51-49 Cyclones. Heisey to Jackson at the right elbow. Jackson holds it out to Momchilovic. Momchilovic, a back down from the free throw line. Leans into Dallin, shoots and scores. He's got 10 and the lead 4 for Iowa State. BYU will play for the final shot here in the first half. Iowa State will lead at the break. Kevin Young yells right in the ear of Dallin Hall to give him a play. Final 20 seconds here in the first half. Dallin Hall operates out near the timeline. Iowa State 53, BYU 49, 102 points here in the first half. Dallin right wing, down to 6, down to 5, crossover on Jones. To the roller, Cada. Cada block, gets it back, squeezes it up, no, and no call. We go to halftime, BYU down 4. Halftime recap next, Cyclones 53, BYU 49 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, with locations in St. George, Cedar City, Vernal, Roosevelt, American Fork, Provo, and now a new location in Payson. Ready to begin half number 2 here at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. BYU down 4 at the break, 53-49. I would say the Big 12 tournament record for combined three-pointers is in jeopardy today. The record for two teams in one game, three-pointers, 27. It was set 17 years ago by Kansas and Texas. They combined for 27. Well, BYU and Iowa State combined for 20 in the first half. So they should pass that record with ease here in the second half. And the combined points record was set just last night by Kansas and UCF, 192 points. And the two teams here combined for 102 in the first half, so pacing for 200-plus. Now, the asterisk there is that was an overtime game last night. BYU may not need overtime to break that record. That is if the two teams continue their blistering pace from half number one. All right, half number two begins with Iowa State in possession. ISU will go left to right as we see it, and you hear it, BYU right to left. And again, the storyline when the game began was no Taman Lipsey, no Keyshawn Gilbert. What does Iowa State do without those guys? We knew Gilbert wouldn't play, and then the game began, and Lipsey wasn't playing either. So the answer to that was, well, Curtis Jones will just make everything, and he did in the first half, almost everything. 22 points to lead all scorers.
He was fantastic, and BYU had to play their best just to stay in it. They're in it, but they got to find a way to shut some of those guys down.
Joshua Jefferson, as we get the second half of play underway, Jones high, Jefferson arc left. Posts up from the right elbow, passes out of a double team. Jones with a 3, top of the key, nearly took it, stumbles into the paint, a crazy turnaround jumper. Wow, fade away, and maybe it is just going to be his day.
If that's going in, good luck.
That was just a prayer at the near end of a clock, fading away at the right elbow, twisting his body, and he swishes it. Trevin Nell passes out of a 3, and Kaba didn't know it was coming, and then Kaba hikes it almost out of bounds. And Iowa State on the turnover. Turnover number 7 for BYU. Iowa State bobbles out of bounds, but off a Cougar touch. 55-49. Cyclones lead by 6 and have the possession to go up 8 or 9 here in the second half. when you're Trevin Nell and you've made that many threes in your career, Kaba Kata thinks you're taking that shot.
Yeah, it wasn't Kaba's fault, but Trevin thought he was going to get it blocked, so he bailed out of it.
Heisey turns it over to Demon, and it gets yanked right away from Yegor, and Iowa State stays in possession. Wow. How many near turnovers has BYU had today?
Just a gift.
Four. At the rim, up and in, and a foul. The Cougs had a gift, and Yegor couldn't squeeze it, and Deshaun Jackson scores with an and-one opportunity. Wow. Start of the second half, not good. Iowa State scores the first four, maybe the first five. Never is the ball slipperier than playing Iowa State.
Yeah, that's true, but still only seven turnovers, which is reasonable after the miss on the free throw. But you can't make mistakes against Iowa State. Here's Nell.
Oh, Trevin Nell curls to the top and knocks down the three to turn an eight-point lead into a five-point margin. 57-52, Iowa State by five. Trevin Nell with his fourth three. He hasn't missed a shot today. He's not Curtis Jones, but he's four for four from three.
Iowa State mostly getting it from Jones. BYU getting it from a lot of places.
Oh, there's only one Curtis Jones. Fadeaway three, 27. This is unbelievable shooting. The lob up for Kata, and he had to pull his hands back at the rim, and it ended up rolling in and out. Jones, deep three. Heat check, and he missed it.
That should have been an easy bucket for BYU, but Yegor's pass was inside the cylinder.
Saunders, kind of a quiet day. A little jump hook with the right hand. Gets back in the score sheet, and BYU makes it a six-point game, 60-54. Richie Saunders right out front, 9 points. Jefferson, right wing. Curtis Jones had no trouble taking that 35-footer a minute ago. He says, everything else is going in. I got to see. Momchilovic floater, six-footer goes. Iowa State not scoring down in the slowing down in the least from their scoring pace of half number one. 62-54 Cyclones. Yegor gets right to the rim, passes out of it to Richie for three, and that's heavy. Rebound Jones.
You just feel every missed shot hurts you because Iowa State's not missing anything.
Iowa State shooting 63%, 58% from the arc. How do you beat that? Iowa State knocks out of bounds on a miss at the rim from Jefferson. It'll be Cougar basketball. Just trying to hang around has been the theme the last 10 minutes of the first half and the first five of the second. BYU lost its 10-point lead in a heartbeat in the first half. 62-54, Cyclones lead it. With 16:55 to play here in Kansas City. Yegor operates left wing. Out of the top of the key, left wing Richie. Fans wanted to travel, Iowa State fans. Richie to Kaba. Kaba up and in at the rim. Nicely done. Richie Saunders passes out of a would-be floater to Kaba, and he just lays it up. BYU down 6, 62-56. Curtis Jones sees a double near the timeline. Nearly turns over on the boundary. Does! It's a 2-on-1 BYU. Trevin shows it. Offensive foul or defensive? Offensive foul, wave off the basket. The 2-on-1, and BYU has the toughest luck in odd man rushes this year. 3-on-2s, 3-on-1s, 2-on-1s. Just not as automatic as it should be. Instead of passing to Mawood, he faked it, pulled it back, and drove into his man, knocked him over, made the shot, wipe it off.
Great play by Jones. Trevin thought Jones would go for the fake pass. He did not. I think it's a good call, but
meantime, Mawood lays it up and in if he passes.
Yep, easy layup.
Jefferson, Chatfield. Chatfield off the window. Goaltend on Kata. Six for Chatfield. Should have been two at one end. It's two at the other end.
Yeah, that's
a tough stretch.
Big play there.
And again, BYU down eight. Curtis Jones is going to have a rest for maybe a minute. I don't know. He's at 27 points on 10 of 15, 7 for 11 from deep.
Just keep doing your thing. You're doing fine offensively. You're only down eight. Plenty of time. Just keep doing your thing.
Kata operates straight away. Hand off to Yegor. Yegor hounded by Heisey, and Heisey knocks it off of Yegor out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. 15:57 to play. All Iowa State to open the second half. 64-56. The Curtis Jones Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Well, BYU's never won a game in a conference tournament as a four seed. It's only happened twice. 0-2, 1986 WAC tournament, lost as a four to the five. 2002 Mountain West tournament, lost as a four to the five. And here in the Big 12 tournament of 2025, BYU's losing as a four to the five. 64-56, Iowa State leads it. BYU's won 28 consecutive games, shooting 50% or better. And that may not be enough today. BYU's shooting 51% and trailing by 8. BYU's 18-1 this season when scoring 80 or more points, and 80 may not be enough today. Because Iowa State's already got 64 with 16 minutes left to play in this one. Sometimes you just run into the hot hand. And today appears to be that day. Iowa State, 63% shooting, 58% from the three-point line, and most of the damage being done by Curtis Jones, who's having a Jimmer-esque type game. In 21 minutes, Jones has 27 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 7 of 11 from deep, and as well as BYU shooting, Iowa State has not cooled down a bit over halftime, and
after
the Cougs are going to need...
The goaltending call at 16-14 stands.
So they look at a Kaba goaltend during the break, and it goes as a Iowa State bucket. They're going to need the Cyclones to cool off considerably to have a shot in this game.
Well, Curtis Jones has been terrific, but the rest of the guys are 4 of 8 from 3, so it's not just Jones, and Jones is sitting right now. But I'm more worried about 9-0 second chance points and off turnovers, 13-7 for Iowa State. That's where BYU can get back in this game.
Cougar basketball, we're back in. Dallin Hall races past his defender to the right baseline. Left wing three, Richie. Oh, it looked right on line. Didn't go. Offensive rebound, stick back and score. So your first two second chance points for BYU come right there on the stick back by Fuseni Traore. And the Cougs trail by 6, 64-58. Richie Saunders today, 1-for-6 from deep.
I got a great look there, but Fuse saved him. He's got 13.
Kelderman back in the game. And Jefferson no looked at to Chatfield, who needed to be looking.
he was the guy not looking.
BYU on the steal. Richie drives. Banks misses short. Offensive rebound. Baker missed the stick back right at the rim. You've got to get that. That's a 99 out of 100 stick back.
He shot it quick to not get it blocked, but he didn't need to. No one was around him.
Runner on a turnaround in the paint the other way. Another 2-for-2 switch. Jefferson scores. He's got 12. BYU could have made it a 4-point game on the Baker stick back, and now it's 8. And that was a gimme that BYU saw go begging. Boost to the cutter, Baker. Baker has it knocked away. The play's not there, so it goes out to Hall. Hall jumps a pass to Dawson, right wing. Baker driving kick. Corner three, Dallin Hall. Huge shot, Dallin Hall. His first make of the day. The only Cougar yet to score that has played, and BYU makes it a 5-point game again. 66-61, and that is the theme. Hanging around in this one. Jefferson to the right wing. Jones is sitting through that timeout and after the timeout. Momchilovic. Drive, float, score. Another six-footer. Too easy. Momchilovic.
He's just using his size against BYU's guards and backing him down like a postman.
Momchilovic, 6-for-8. Hall at the right elbow. Passes on a bounce to Foose. Foose sees a double. Foose is doubled up. Short pass to Dallin. Straight away, Baker. Baker won't take that three. Nearly turned it over. Richie bobbles on the wing and takes a foul as a result. Oh, Dawson had a good look from three, didn't take it, passed out of it, nearly turned into a turnover, but Richie did draw the foul, non-shooting on the wing. First foul for Iowa State to 2 for BYU here in the second half. 68-61, Cyclones lead by 7. Momchilovic, 14 on 6-for-8, including 4-for-5 inside, and pretty much everything from Elon is going right to the rim, scoring with ease. Chatfield will sit. Deshaun Jackson checks back in. Curtis Jones is back in. So the Jones alert is back on for BYU. Trey Stewart, Dawson Baker, Dallin Hall, Fuse Traore, and Mihaila Boskovic. So it's the second group, the second five for BYU. Fuse on the wing left. pivots away from pressure, has to release it, hands it off to Hall, who comes to meet with an eight-second shot clock. Dallin jumps it high to Stewart, right corner Mihailo. Moskovich bobbles, turns it over. Turnover number nine. Jefferson, Euro, finger roll, score. Loping strides to the 10 for 2. Jefferson has 14 and BYU's down 9 after getting to within 5. The Cougs unable to close the gap any closer than 5. Baker, right corner, Trey, big 3, got it again. BYU 13 threes. Just trying to stay within shouting distance. Trey Stewart with his second 3 of this game. He's 2 for 2 from deep. BYU 13 for 27. The Cougs are shooting a good ball, but still down 6. When will the Cyclones cool down? Jackson dives low. Right to the rim, up and in. Just too easy, Mark, right now for these guys.
It's a layup drill for the Cyclones right now.
Hall dribbles into a 3 left side. That's good! A 2-for-3 exchange. BYU will take it. BYU within 5 again, 72-67. 14 threes. And these two teams are 2 away from tying the combined record for threes in a game at the Big 12 tournament. 72-67. BYU has found so many different ways to win. Can they do it again? Long three missed right wing by Kelderman on BYU on the rebound. Boskovich to the trailer. Foose, second unit in for the Cougs. Foose on the arc left side to Hall. Three-point land left. Beats Kelderman to the base. Runs into a double. Dallin bounces to Foose. Floater. Good! Foose makes it a one-possession game. 72-69. The Cougs are right there. 11:55 to go here in Kansas City. BYU fans on their feet.
This game is drunk. It's too early to be this drunk.
It's Trey Stewart. Steal.
That's
and held.
Intentional.
Well, they call it a flagrant one. They're saying common foul right now. Trey was breaking away, and Jefferson grabbed him around the waist. Right now, it's a common foul. Timeout on the floor. 11:44 to play. BYU down 3, and the Cougs were racing to the basket when Trey was held at the timeline.
They had Dallin ahead. Would have been an easy layup, but they hold Trey.
So with 11:44 to play, it's a one-possession game. Iowa State 72, BYU 69 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Three P5 tourney games coming down the stretch late in the second half. Duke's pulled away from Georgia Tech, 65-58, 2:40 left in that game in the ACC quarterfinals. In the Big East quarterfinals, St. John's up 74-55. That's pretty much over. 1:14 left in that game. St. John's moving towards victory. And in the Big Ten tournament, it's a little closer than the other two. Oregon up 63-54, 2:41 left in that tournament. Now let's get it back out to Kansas City with Greg and Mark.
Ben, thank you. In one of the best offensive games of the year, Iowa State leads BYU 72-69 with 11:44 to play still here in Kansas City. This is a money moment of the game brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. It's the money moment because BYU's got it to a one-possession game and the ball. After trailing by as many as 10, which followed BYU leading by as many as 10, this wild, crazy, back-and-forth, high-shooting game has the Cougs in possession as we come back to action here at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. 11:44 to play in this one. BYU shooting 53%. Iowa State 64%. BYU 50% from the arc. Iowa State 55%. BYU's made all of its free throws. Iowa State 3 of 5. Boost Traore leads BYU with 15. Trevin Nell's got 14. And if that's the case, if you get those two guys in double figures, you feel pretty good about your chances to win. But the other regulars, if you will, have been down a little bit today. Just a little quieter than normal. Richie Saunders could still have a huge final 12 minutes. Yegor could get going. But Kevin Young rides his backup 5. His second group stays in after the timeout.
Yeah, they've been good, and they're back to within one possession here with the ball.
Stewart hands off Traore left wing. Now to Dallin between the circles. Two different groups on the floor for BYU. A starting 5 and a backup 5. They're playing 10 and playing well. Trey to the top. Right wing Dallin Hall. Dallin races past Watson. Corner, Boskovich, 3 for the tie. Got it!
Wow.
72-72. BYU with Mihailo Boskovich knocking down their 15th three. That's 26 three-pointers between the two teams. Heisey open three to answer. Short on it. Rebound, Boskovic. Racing into forecourt, Mihailo to the right wing. To the trailer, Baker. Dallin left side. BYU can take a lead on this possession. Hall, straight away, Baker. Baker, 30 feet away up top. To the left, sees a double. Bounce to Foose, open top of the key. He can take that, but he won't. Foose on the arc. Now Hall with a 10-second shot clock. 10:45 on the game. Hall to Foose. Foose gets low. Foose to the rim.
Oh.
Block, but no call. And the Cyclones come the other way.
That looked like a great chance. I don't know how Foose got that block.
Foose runner, Jones runner missed it at the free throw line. And Boskovic the rebound. Outlet Stewart, forecourt left side. Trey, open three. Pull, fire, in and out. Offensive rebound, Foose. Foose waits, stripped. Tie up, arrow, BYU. Great. Foose just couldn't go back up with it. He tried to get up, and they clamped onto the ball, and he couldn't go back up. Gets knocked away, but then Dallin Hall swoops in, gets hands to it, and forces an arrow that goes BYU's way. 72-72, 10-18 to play here in Kansas City. And Kevin Young is going to let it ride with the second group.
Why not? Why not? I do think you need to be careful that, you know, not to ride them too long. They've been great. And Foose with a great rebound there to give BYU another opportunity. But, be judicious.
Dawson Baker off the inbound from the right corner is held. That's a good call. Heisey grabbing Baker. And that'll be foul number three on Iowa State.
And Trey's three just rimmed out. He's been terrific. He's hit a couple threes.
Three fouls against the Cyclones to two for BYU. 10-10 to play. Dallin Hall, skip pass left corner. Mihailo, three again. Short this one. Momcilovic on the rebound. The Boskovic missed. The Momcilovic rebound. Curtis Jones, 27 on the day. High to Momcilovic. Jabbing on Baker. Now backs him down. Double comes, strip comes, foul comes.
That's too bad. As Momcilovic just trying to bully Baker, and Hall was coming from the backside. And they, right at the second Hall was going to steal that, they whistle Baker.
So fouls are even now, three apiece here in the second half. The score's even, 72 apiece. Hall knocks away the inbounds. Boskovic racing into forecourt. Mihailo underhand scoop. Dallin on the arc left side. They'll go high. Dawson right wing. Mihailo again. Pull and fire.
Mihailo!
Good again. Mihailo Boskovic with his third three. That's 16 threes for BYU. And these two teams combine to tie the Big 12 record for most threes in a game at 27. BYU takes the three-point lead. 11-0 BYU run, 75-72.
What a job this group has done. Mihailo.
Jones to the elbow. Corner, Heisey, three for the answer. Ooh. Got it. Nate Heisey, his first make of the day. And now these two teams own the record. 28 combined threes. Timeout called. We're taking it. 9:18 to play here in Kansas City, 75-75. Sakes alive. What a game.
Oh, man.
Taking a break. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Mihailo Boskovic, 9 points, two off his career high, which he tied in just his last game against Utah. Three threes for Mihailo in this game. BYU as a team has 16 three-point baskets, one of the best three-point games of the year. And in BYU basketball history, really, the old record between two teams combined was 27 threes, and these two already have 28 threes with still 9:18 to play here in Kansas City. So BYU's best three-point days this year, 17 at Arizona State. And this is the second most. You've got to go to 15 after that. So 16 threes today, the second most for the Cougars on the year, next to that Arizona State game just a couple of weeks ago. BYU 16 for 32, exactly 50% from the three-point line. 75-75 is our score here at the T-Mobile Center.
I know Heisey just hit a three, but he kind of cooled off somewhat Curtis Jones. But now it's the big guys. Jefferson, Momcilovic. Momcilovic is a wing guy, but he's backing guys down. And the points in the paint, 30-16 for Iowa State. So both those guys are 6-for-8, and so you guys got to do a little better job taking care of the paint. The threes apparently are just going to go in for either team, but BYU getting hurt in the paint too.
BYU this season 20-3 when they win the points in the paint battle, but they're unlikely to do so at this point, with Mark noting BYU down 14 in that category. The rebounds still in favor of BYU, 24-19. Offensive rebounds, 9-4, but this is the killer. You want to be at least 1.2 points per offensive rebound, and BYU has one bucket, one basket off of 9 offensive rebounds.
And conversely, Iowa State with just 4 offensive rebounds, but with 9 points. So that's a big inversion there.
Yeah, BYU doesn't win the game. That'll be the number. Because the points off of turnovers is evened up almost. 15-13 in Iowa State's favor. It is the second chance points, BYU's inability to capitalize, and Iowa State more than 2-1. More than 2-1 ratio of second chance points to offensive rebounds. That's much higher than you expect a team to have. All right, we come back into 9-18, and the only starter back in for BYU is Kaba Keita.
I think you start to filter them in. Kaba gets the first nod. Maybe trying to take away some of that paint scoring from Iowa State, Kaba Keita.
The arrow goes to Iowa State for the moment. BYU inbounds the full 94. Dallin Hall between the circles. Starts it with Boskovich. Boskovich at the right elbow, goes left corner. Baker now left wing. Hall with a 15-second shot clock. See what the Cougs have designed out of a timeout. Corner pass to Stewart to Boskovich. He's stripped and it's knocked out of bounds by the Cyclones. Are they going to overrule this? Kip's going to overrule and it's going to come the other way.
Now, Trey passed up a corner three. He's 2-for-3. I don't know why he did. I like that shot for him.
The Cougs have a lengthy streak on the line. Will it come to an end today or continue? 19 straight wins with 15 or more threes. BYU's at 16 and counting. Jefferson misses at the rim. Somehow it didn't go. And what is the call?
They called that on Hall. Jefferson just almost grabbed Dallin to push him out of the way.
And it wasn't on the shot. It was on the rebound, right?
Wow, that's a tough, tough call.
Oh, BYU
Hall.
Had the ball on the Jefferson miss, and then I think in the fight for the rebound, they say Hall tied up Jefferson. The Cougs got the miss, couldn't find the rebound, and that's a loose ball foul. And another extended possession for Iowa State. Jones, a 40-foot three. No. Slapped a rebound, brought down by Saunders. Richie's in for the duration, you would think. Nell in as well. Hall drives baseline. Drift pass to Baker. Won't take that three. He'll get into the paint. Find Richie for three. Top of the key. Good. Richie Saunders with his second three. And the Cougs take a 78-75 lead. That is 17 threes, tying the season high for BYU. Saunders a dozen. Let Richie ride. 8-10 to play. Right wing, Kelderman. In the paint to Jefferson, straight away Jones. Top of the key three. Curtis heavy on that one. Baker grabs the rebound. So Curtis.
Coming back to earth a little.
Yep. Cooling off a little bit. Baker on the wing right side. Needs help, needs help, needs help. Knocked out of Kaba's hands on the boundary. That's tough. Tough, tough pressure forcing a timeout with 7:52 to go at the under 8 media break. We're taking it. BYU's come back from down 10 to lead by 3. For the second time in the last few minutes, the Cougars on a 14-3 run over the last 4:45. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Checking our Jones Paint and Glass Points in the Paint feature, brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Mark alluded to it a moment ago. The paint points advantage goes to Iowa State at the moment. 30-16, the Cyclones lead in that category. On the glass, BYU leads 26-20 in rebounds, 9-5 on the offensive side. BYU 78, Iowa State 75 with 7:52 to play. Here in Kansas City, it's quarterfinal Thursday at the Big 12 Championship. Well, good luck to the other 6 Big 12 teams trying to clear this bar that the Cyclones and Cougars have set today. What an offensive showcase. And I'm sure BYU saying, could we have just played anybody other than this Iowa State team on this day? And I'm sure Iowa State saying, could we not play somebody else other than this BYU team on this day? Because the Cyclones are shooting 59% from the field, 50% from the arc, and are losing for the moment in this game. BYU shooting 53 and 52, respectively. Again, new Big 12 record has been set, Big 12 tournament record for combined threes in a single game, 29 and counting for the moment.
Now, think about this BYU team. I've seen a lot of them. This is a fun, exciting team. Never say die. Always on the gas. And this has been another great college basketball game. This is what it's all about. Tournament. The teams playing like this, back and forth, throwing punches. It's really special.
These two teams have played two all-timers in 9 days.
That's crazy.
By the way, the all-time record in any game, tournament or regular season in the Big 12 conference game, 31 combined threes, and the Cougs and Cyclones are two away from that. As we come back in, Richie Saunders cut off beneath the bucket, and he'll take a body check and draw foul number four by the Cyclones here in half number two. Fouls are even at four apiece.
I'm just mad we didn't see these schools on the gridiron this year. Something about these two schools.
Heisey just picked up his third. Nobody for BYU more than two fouls. That's good to know down the stretch. Kada straddling the three-point line, stripe extended. Hands off to Nell. Nell lobs to Kaba! There it is! The alley-oop throwdown. Hadn't seen it yet today. We just saw it.
That might have been out of the timeout. The inbounds play beautifully executed.
80-75. BYU a five-point lead. Heisey, left elbow, back to Heisey, left wing, three to answer.
Wow.
Man alive. Nate Heisey had not made a shot in the first half. Two massive threes after halftime. 80-78, the BYU lead down to two off an open three by Heisey.
Just when you cool off Jones, someone else gets hot.
30 combined threes, the two teams. 17 for BYU, 13 for Iowa State. Foul by Curtis Jones on Dawson Baker out front.
Mihailo checking back in. He certainly earned minutes. Now he's really playing some important minutes for BYU. He's done that. Game sealer at West Virginia. He's been big in these moments.
Yegor to the right wing. Sees a double knocked out of his hands into the official who was out of bounds. It'll stay BYU basketball.
It's just a wild ride with Yegor. It's Yegor's wild ride out there. And when that double comes, you don't know what's going to happen. Could be great. Could be terrible.
7 minutes even to play. 80-78. The Cougar lead two. That Nate Heisey three a moment ago. How big was that? The Cougs had just taken a five-point lead. Skip pass to Boskovich. He'll drive it, cuff it, stop. Right hand, one-handed shot missed. And then
oh, great save.
Kaba tried to save it on the baseline and saved into the Cyclones. 80-78. Cyclones into forecourt. Mihailo caught midair. Tried an awkward one-handed shot that didn't drop. And right. Iowa State saved on the baseline. Momchilovich trying to shove away Demon at the far boundary. Straight away Jefferson. Jefferson steps back on Boskovich. Now Momchilovich. Angle right. Gets past Bosco. Falls to the floor. Gets back up with it. Squeezes it up and scores it. A whistle. What do we have?
It's a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to count it. But
ties the game at 80. Momchilovich outstanding. 16 points. 7 for 9, caught with nowhere to go, puts it up with the right hand and it drops, but a loose ball foul is number 5 on Iowa State. Make it 6, pardon me.
He actually fell down and kept his dribble alive, got up and scored it.
Deshaun Jackson with his second, BYU in the forecourt, but a 5-0 run for Iowa State. Yegor scoops wildly, tipped by Cater, rescue it. Foul second chance points, score, BYU back in front by 2, 82-80.
Well, Yegor drew the defense, which allowed even a terrible shot to be rebounded easily by Kaba.
5:55 to go. Crossover, Jefferson lost it. Saunders and a tie-up. It'll go to Iowa State on the arrow. Again, Mark, the Cougs have had so many near steals, near breaks, and this one, Richie can't collect cleanly, so he falls to the floor. It gets tied up, and it'll go to the Cyclones on the arrow with 5:51 to go. In this game of moments, just so many moments are going to matter so much down the stretch. Nell has a seat. Stewart in. Stewart, Hall, Saunders, Boskovich, Kada. Momchilovich, three. Heavy rebound, Kaba. No one was grabbing that away from him. Wow, he got up. What a rebound from Kaba Kada. BYU in forecourt with a two-point lead, 82-80, 5:35 to go. Hall, right wing, pounding the dribble. What a game. Hall needs a rescue, needs a rescue. Has it at Saunders at the timeline, down to 10. Jones guarding Saunders to the right wing. Richie cuffs it, tries to pass out of it, but he's fouled. He gets 1-1. Stewart made the three on the kickout, but wave it off and give Saunders two free throws. 1-1 for Richie on foul number 7. BYU still two fouls to give here in the second half. That foul goes to Jackson, so 3 on Deshaun. Heisey 3, Jackson 3, Jefferson 3, Jones 3. 1-1 for Richie. Rattles it and scores it. BYU by 3, 83-80, 5:23 to go. Mark, with as much drama as we had in Ames, how can they do this to us again?
Yeah, this is basically going to be another overtime here. These last 5 minutes, it just comes down to this.
2-for-2 on the trip. BYU's up 4. The Cougs are 9-for-9 at the free throw line today. First free throw is the second half for BYU. Cyclones into forecourt. Jones cooling down a little bit. Jefferson stutter step from the angle. Gets into Kaba. Knock away. Take away. Boskovich tied up.
Oh, he's on the out-of-bounds line.
Oh, no. And that would have been BYU on the arrow. Instead, Bosco's out of bounds.
He should have just let the jump ball happen, but he spun away to avoid it right on his back on the out-of-bounds line.
And these have been ending up in Iowa State points today. These plays that you're 50-50 and you just don't find it, it goes the other way. 5:10 to play. What are we taking here? 30-second timeout called by the Cyclones. They want to run a perfect play coming out of this timeout. 5:10 to go. We stay right here. 84-80. Boskovich has the steal, but he rolls on the end line. A possession to give BYU a 6 or a 7-point lead. Instead, Iowa State can make it 2 or 1.
That was a really nice defensive play by Kaba and Boskovich, and he had it. And he saw that they were coming in to get that jump ball, and he didn't want that, which actually would have been the better thing because BYU had the arrow, so he spun away, and as he did, his back was on the out-of-bounds line.
So often, officials are so quick to call the jump. BYU could have used a quick whistle there on the jump. Instead, it's a roll out of bounds. Oh, that little moment feels so important right now in a 4-point game. The Cougs have to find a way now to get a stop and not make that cost them. Now, the good news is any arrow situation flips to BYU here in the final 5 minutes at this point. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust.
All right, got to watch Jones and Heisey. Yeah, Heisey's a trigger man, but he's been hot. They've certainly drafted a play here out of that timeout.
Heisey, 2-for-3 from 3 in the second half. The inbound goes all the way to backcourt to Cade Kelderman. No Keyshawn Gilbert, no Taman Lipsey today. The shorthanded Cyclones excelling without two of their go-to guys. Kelderman, right wing, Jones. Jones beats Stewart. Floater, good. And that little rollover on the baseline cost the Cougs 2 points. 84-82. BYU by 2. Richie, hard to the hole, takes a hit out front. He'll get 1-1 again. Richie, you see it in his eyes. He's going to make a play one way or the other. Heisey has his fourth, though. Heisey 4. No one on BYU more than 2. 17 fouls against Iowa State to 9 for BYU in the game. Has been a good whistle for the Cougs. Richie 1-1 in a 2-point game. BYU's up 84-82. A make again. Richie Saunders is 3-for-3 today. 22 of his last 23 at the free throw line.
So quick on that move. He knew he was going to take it. He had an advantage before he even caught it. And then a quick move. And Iowa State forced a foul because they were behind.
To make it a two-possession game again. Got it again. Richie Saunders, 16 points. And that's right on his season average on the dot. 86-82. BYU really needing a stop right here. The fans on their feet for both teams. Scintillating first game of the day here on quarterfinal Thursday. Jones lobs to Jefferson. Richie went for the steal, didn't get it. Jefferson stripped by Boskovich, but into the hands of Kelderman. Tamil Momcilovic, a drifting three. Front rim, rebound. Kaba secures it. 4:15 to go. BYU down four. Mihailo full head of steam into the paint and takes a hit. That's going to be 1-1, the final 1-1. Mihailo's got to make one to get a shot at a second. It'll be two shots the rest of the way for BYU. Only four fouls against BYU, which means, Mark, we should expect a couple of whistles against the Cougars down the stretch that Iowa State might not otherwise get. But in a four-point game, Boskovich to the line for 1-1, the final front-end situation for BYU today. Made it. Man alive. Mihailo Boskovich has now made eight consecutive free throws, is 22 for 26 on the year at the line, BYU by 5, 87-82.
He just plays with no fear. He's out in transition. He puts it on the floor.
Heavy on the second. Curtis Jones the rebound. 87-82, BYU by 5. Looking for the right number of stops and makes for the winning equation. Corner. Momchilovic bumped by Boskovich to Jefferson on the wing right side. Now elbow, Deshaun Jackson dives low, stripped by Keba, foul. There's a whistle on Keba Keita. That'll be three on Keba. Timeout on the floor. The final 4 minutes are coming your way next. 87-82, BYU by 5 here in Kansas City. This has been a wild one from the get-go, and BYU and Iowa State are doing it again. A dramatic, unbelievably paced, incredibly high-scoring meeting. 9 days apart, they're giving us all the drama we could want here in Kansas City. Let's take a break. 3:56 to play. BYU 87, Iowa State 82 is our score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads, JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. BYU is 17 three-pointers today, has set the new single-game record for most threes in a Big 12 championship game. And here the Cougs are in their second year in the league doing this. BYU and Iowa State are playing another all-timer. I mean, the game nine days ago in Ames was insane. And this one is up the ante. We've seen BYU up by 10. We've seen BYU down by 10. We now see BYU take a 5-point lead in the second half with both teams pacing for something close to 100 points today. 87-82, BYU leading Iowa State. After the half, both teams are exactly 13 for 23 from the field. The difference in the second half is BYU is 7 threes to Iowa State's 3 threes.
You tell me BYU's 17 for 33. I think they've got maybe a 30-point lead in a game, but that shows you how good Iowa State has been. They've been able to match that. Curtis Jones has cooled off a little bit, but he did hit that little bit of a runner. And so we're still, this is going to be an exciting 4 minutes. Iowa State will trigger after the foul, but the BYU still only 5 fouls, so Iowa State has to earn a couple more to get to the bonus.
All right, Cyclones basketball. Nate Heisey will trigger. Do the Cyclones run out of gas? They've had to use a lot of guys, a lot of minutes, and BYU's been rotating pretty much all game long.
They've lost real leadership out there at this time of the game with Lipsy. And
we said they were coming. We said the whistles were coming. And before the ball could even be inbounded, that's foul number 6 on BYU.
BYU's at the line. They want to get Iowa State there. So easy call out front for them.
9-6 fouls. BYU double bonus on the next Cyclone foul. Deshaun Jackson out near the timeline. Hands off to Curtis Jones. Jones, 29, but only 7 after halftime. Rubs away Stewart. Dribbles into a 3. In and out. Offensive rebound. Deshaun Jackson. Stick back and score. More second chance points for Iowa State. If they come back and win, they'll have done it on second chance points. 87-84, BYU by 3. They got the miss, couldn't find the rebound. Dallin Hall runs it out front. 15-second shot clock. Left wing,
zone.
Boskovich. Timeout as they want to call a play for what they're seeing defensively. 8-second shot clock for BYU in four court. Mark, those second chance points will be the undoing if the Cougars lose a late lead in the game. 11-4. In second chance points, Iowa State nearly 2-1 second chance points to offensive rebounds, and BYU 0.4 points per offensive rebound today. Only 4 second chance points for BYU on 10 offensive board grabs. Iowa State has flipped the script on that end. If the Cyclones come back, they will look to that number. The turnover number, not the killer it was in Ames. BYU only 10 turnovers on the day that have turned into 15 Iowa State points. The Cyclones' 8 turnovers turning into 13 points. It will be on the glass that Iowa State comes back if they do. And it's a 3-point game with 3:17 to go. The Cougs have the lead. We've seen BYU time and time and time again this year, especially late in the year, somehow find a way when things look tenuous or maybe even bleak. The Cougs have found a way to make the most important play at the most important times, looking to do it again one last time for the moment, hoping there are at least 2 more games to come here in Kansas City. BYU with a 5-second shot clock. We're in. Richie Saunders, left wing Trey. Back to Richie with 2 and with 1. Runner by Saunders. Foul. No, but he's fouled on it. He'll get 2 free throws. Richie took it to the hole right as the shot clock expired. And BYU will shoot 2 the rest of the way on foul number 10. 3:09 to go. Richie to the line in a 3-point game. 87-84 is our score.
Well, not pretty, but they got Richie going downhill, got into the paint, and forced the official to make a call.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. 2 shots for Richie and 2 shots the rest of the way for BYU.
That was 5 on Heisey, so the depleted guard line, it gets even more depleted as the free throw good from Richie. 5 for 5.
Nate Heisey picked up all 5 fouls in the second half. That's a good shooter to have on the bench.
Yeah.
If you're BYU.
Yep, absolutely.
Richie goes 2 for 2, by the way. He's 6 for 6 and has 18 points. BYU by 5 again. Looking for a stop at the other end, though. 89-84. Curtis Jones into fourth court. Jones having to run the point with no Taman Lipsy today. Right wing Kelderman. Kelderman plays the combo. Deshaun Jackson, arc right. Jackson takes Boskovich to the right base. Jackson on a post up. No double, no double. Half dig. Jackson, awkward shot off the back rim. Kava grabs the rebound. And BYU clears with 2:39 to go. BYU leading it by 5, 89-84.
Terrific job by Mihailo, one-on-one against
really
Jackson.
Nice. And a great rebound by Kada. That's 10. 8 points, 10 rebounds for Kava. Dallin Hall runs it out front. Yegor's on the bench. Dallin's in the game. Dallin crossover, drive kick. Mihailo, 3. Heavy tip, rebound. Saunders couldn't control it, and Kelderman comes away with it. Cougars had hands on it. Looking for another stop. Jefferson, wing left. Jefferson on the arc left. Dribble handoff on Chilovich. He's hemmed in by the boundary. Takes
it.
Hall to the base. Indicator. Squeezes it up and in at the rim. Chilovich automatic inside. It's a 3-point game. 89-86. BYU in fourth court with 1:52 to play.
Iowa State switched up defense, the zone, so we'll see if BYU can attack it.
A flare to Richie. Richie in the corner to Trey. Missed the 3. Rebound out of the hands of Richie Saunders to Momchilovich. Richie almost had it.
That's twice.
90 seconds to play. It's a 3-point game. The Cougars have had a couple of potential daggers from the 3-point line not go from Boskovich and now Stewart. And now it's a 15-second shot clock. Desperate for a stop in a 3-point game. Jefferson to the bump. Hands off Jones. Jones races past Hall. Floats it up. Missed it, but he drew a foul. He'll get 2 free throws. Curtis Jones to the line. An 84% free throw shooter's not taken a free throw in his 29-point day. He'll get 2 here. Well, Mark, 1:15 to go, and it's going to stay a one-possession game here. BYU, a couple of really good looks to get it to 2 possessions, and then offensive rebounds that were just inches away from being secured. Credit a tired Iowa State team. They have to be tired for grabbing those boards. BYU up 3. Jones, nearly automatic, makes the free throw. 30 for Jones.
Tough call on Hall as Jones was a little bit out of control. I thought Gatlin did a nice job of retreating and not fouling, but they bail out Jones and gets him to the free throw line.
89-87. BYU's 5-point lead down to 2.
Well, they've had good shots, but maybe not from, as the free throw's good, from the guys necessarily you want shooting. Now you've got your shooting group in right now.
Everybody on their feet here in Kansas City. What a crowd and what an atmosphere for the first game of the day, the morning game. Here in Kansas City, 89-88. Nell, three-point land left. Trevin has not missed a three today. Dallin gets past Jackson. Hands out to Baker. Straight away, Trevin. Trevin in the corner, Dallin Hall. Will fake it. Will drive it to Richie for three. Got it! Richie Saunders gives the Cougs a four-point lead. 48.9. Timeout! Richie Saunders, 21. Wow.
Such poise, such composure. It didn't look like it was happening for BYU late in the clock. Dallin kept his head, got in the paint, and found an open Richie Saunders, and then it was all over.
Wow. Greg. Mark, BYU may be a stop away. 48.9 in a four-point game, 92-88. They played an 88-85 pulse pounder in double overtime in Ames. And tonight they've somehow raised the bar. Today, I should say. We've seen 180 points scored with still 48.9 to go.
What's the record for most threes made from this team? They got 18 for 36. That's an insane number.
It's a Big 12 tournament record, and it's one away from the BYU all-time record of 19. And those were set against Westminster. Iowa State's no Westminster, my friend.
Well, let's see what Altsenberger can draft up here. Can the guy who's been amazing, Curtis Jones, keep it up? Momchilovic, what could BYU get the stop?
Let's call this what we just saw from Richie Saunders, the shot of the game, brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. These two teams combining to tie the all-time record for any Big 12 game, regular season or tournament, at 31 combined threes. BYU 18 and Iowa State 13. The Cougs have needed every one of them to make it a two-possession game at 92-88. Iowa State will have the ball with 49.1. They put an extra couple of ticks on the clock. 49.1. The Cyclones probably want to go fast here, give themselves as many chances in the closing minute. BYU could be a stop away from nearly sealing this deal. Curtis Jones will take it from back to front, picked up by Stewart at the timeline. Iowa State shoots 1-1 on the next BYU foul. Momchilovic, three, blocked by Richie. Hall comes down with it and clears to Saunders. Saunders in fourth court, lobs it up for Kada, comes down with it, missed the dunk, but he was fouled. Oh, 30.3 to go. A 2-on-1, and he's thinking lob to Kada for the hammer. But Kava didn't have it and had to come down with it, yeah, and got fouled and now goes to the free throw line for two.
Actually,
that
really
may be a
poor
game
result.
Saver. That may be a game saver for Iowa State.
Kava,
92-88. The Cyclones trail by four. Kada misses the first free throw. It drops off the back. BYU. Oh, BYU had a 2-on-1. They could actually pulled it out and just had forced.
He was so open, Richie felt compelled to throw it.
But
to
if
him,
Saunders
but he
gets fouled, Saunders goes to the line. Instead, Kada for the second of two. 92-88. Work to be done. Oh, he got it. Nice shot. Kaba. 93-88. BYU by five. 30 seconds to go. Jones races into forecourt. Stewart. Has Jones missed the three? BYU lost the rebound to the corner. And then a bobble out of bounds by the Cyclones. It'll be BYU basketball. That should almost do it, Mark. They're going to get the ball to a free throw shooter for sure. Iowa State sees it bobble out of bounds on the baseline with 16.8. They may go back to the clock. Either way, Mark, tough to lose this one now. You're up five. You've got the ball. The shot clock is off. You're shooting free throws. Kava checks out. Boskovic checks out. BYU on the floor with Baker, Hall, Saunders, Nell, and Yegor. The Cougs are 18.2 away from advancing to the Final Four here in Kansas City. 93-88.
You got a timeout if you can't get it in.
Yegor to send in on the boundary. Waits, sends, Hall. Hall hands off to Nell. Dallin is fouled.
That's a bad play by Yegor. I'm going to tell you why, because Richie was wide open to his right. Richie's made six in a row. He goes across the court to Dallin, which is, you know, is a good pass, but now you got Dallin, who's not as good a free throw shooter. Got to be smart. Finish off these games, but
Richie's made 25 of his last 26, but it'll be Hall shooting. Dallin, 6 points, 2 of 4 at the three-point line, hasn't taken a free throw today. It's still a two-possession game, but you can make it a three-possession game with two free throws.
He gets two. I think it's over.
It is. Dallin free throw. Missed it all.
He just giving teams chances.
The Cougs had a couple of marks. They had the Richie Saunders two-on-one with Kaba. Richie threw up a lob. He could have gotten fouled. And now Yegor didn't get it to Richie, and it's now a lesser free throw shooter at the line. This to make it six. Two free throws would have sealed it. This keeps the Cyclones alive. Makes the second one.
Good recovery.
All right, 94-88. All right, Dallin one for two. Cyclones in. Jones with 15. Jones into forecourt. Jones will drive it to the lane. Reverse lay-in. Short! Rebound, stick back, score. It's a four-point game with 7.9.
That's okay.
Importantly, they didn't make the three. They did not make a three, so it stays a two-possession game. With the time left on the clock, and if they just get Richie back to the line, this should be a done deal. 7.9 to go. Now the new score is 94-90.
This team has some magic in them. Really unbelievable. Have a chance to really seal it here. Just one smart play inbound, make a free throw or two, and you got yourself a win.
BYU last year played in this game, the first game on Thursday, but as the five and lost to the four. They're trying to flip the script and win it as the four playing the five today. And I don't think BYU could really drop much off its seed line this week, but they could bump up with a good performance. And this is the start to a good performance. This itself is a good performance. You beat Iowa State for the second time in 9 days. That's a top 15 team. A three seed by most people's estimations in the NCAAs, you win nine straight. I mean, how does the tournament committee not look at BYU and go, that's better than a 9-8, a 7-6 even?
And they're so fun to watch. It's such a great story, great team, new coach. Why would you not want to showcase them in the tournament, but still got some work here? Just you have a made shot so you can run the baseline. You have a timeout. Just make sure you make the right play, get it inbounds, get to the free throw line.
BYU's won 35 consecutive games when scoring 90 or more. And here the Cougs are at 94. 94-90, Cougs on top. 7.9, BYU inbounds. Yeager will send in on the baseline. He's on the floor with Saunders, Nell, Hall, and Baker.
Richie's out near half court, but it's coming to him.
Yegor gets it into Richie in the corner. Oh, it's taken away from Richie, but he's fouled. He'll get two more free throws, and Richie steals his jaw and saunters down the floor to make two more for BYU. 7.2. Iowa State fouled immediately. 94-90. 7.2.
Regardless, Iowa State needs two possessions to get back in it, regardless of these free throws, and there's only 7 seconds. It takes 3 or 4 seconds just to dribble down the floor.
Saunders first. Man alive, he's so good. 7 for 7 today, 26 of his last 27. A 22-point day for Richie Saunders. Curtis Jones had 22 in the first half. Ended up with only 9 after halftime. Saunders makes it a 95-90 game. This to make it 96-90. Yes, again. Cougs up 6, 7.2 into Kelderman with 6 and with 5. Kelderman runs to the rim, reverse lay-in, missed it. Tip is good with 0.7. It's back to a four-point game, two possessions. BYU can inbound, and that will do it! Saunders into Hall, and we will see you on Friday night here in Kansas City. What a game again! BYU and Iowa State. BYU 96, Iowa State 92 is our final.
This team is special, Greg. They're doing things that I didn't know I'd ever see a BYU team do against the best players and best teams in the country.
9 days after going into the cauldron at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, BYU in a very energized building here at Hilton South takes care of the Cyclones for the second time in a week and a half. Another high-scoring affair, another wild one. It was 88-85, double overtime in Ames, 96-92 regulation here. And the way Curtis Jones was playing and the way Iowa State was shooting, how do you beat that team? And the Cougs again find a way. Iowa State shot 56% and lost. They shot 43 from the three-point line. They outscored BYU in second chance points, 15-4. In the paint, they doubled BYU up 40-20. So what do? You go bombs away. 18 for 36 from three. It's a Big 12 tournament record for a single team in a single game in threes. It's a combined Big 12 tying record in any conference game between two teams for threes. Yes, BYU again found a way. The Cougs shoot 52%, 50 from the arc, make their free throws late. BYU's a winner, and will take on the Houston, Colorado winner tomorrow night in the Final Four in Kansas City. Postgame recap coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Win number 9 was mighty fine here in Kansas City, 96-92, BYU over Iowa State. The Cougs will advance to the semifinals of the Big 12 Championship, 9 wins in a row for BYU. I gave you the shooting numbers before the break. BYU shoots 52% to Iowa State's 56, yet finds a way to win thanks to blistering three-point shooting, 18 for 36. Multiple guys with multiple threes, Mag with 2. Saunders with 3, Nell with 4, Stewart with 2, Boscovich 3, Hall with 2. And BYU needed every last one of them. BYU out-rebounds Iowa State 31-28 on this day. BYU led in scoring by Richie Saunders, 23. Richie in the second half, when it's crunch time, 16 after the break to lead all scorers in this one today. Richie Saunders was, as usual, outstanding. 14 for Nell, 10 for Boscovich, 15 for Foose. Those are your double-figure guys. 9 for Kata, 7 for Hall, 6s for Mag and for Stewart, 3 for Demon, 3 for Baker, getting in a 96. Get our New Skin Data Discovery of the Game, brought to you by New Skin. Discover the best you. New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company, helping you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score for a data discovery?
I got to go with that three-point number. I mean, that's just unreal against one of the best defensive teams in the country to shoot 50% at that volume. I know it's the obvious one, but how could you overlook that one? That's really, really impressive, and it needed to be done with how well Iowa State played. You know, people will talk about maybe Lipsey and Gilbert not playing. Well, you had to survive one of the all-time great performances I've seen from a guy in Jones, and he was just on fire. Momchilovich was great. They have plenty of weapons without those guys, and BYU needed all their weapons to get it done.
Momchilovich ended up with 18. Jones led all with 31, but only 9 after halftime after his blistering first half. Jackson 14, Jefferson 14, 6s for Chatfield and for Heisey, 3 for Kelderman, getting to 92. BYU wins 96-92. Ben Bagley tips off Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live next. You're on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU overcomes a four-point deficit at the half to win by 4, 96-92, and they advance to the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. The Cougars shoot 51.7% from the field and an even 50% from three, going 18 for 36 from downtown. The threes and BYU's depth outscoring Iowa State 41-9 in bench points helped the Cougars coming down the stretch. BYU will face the winner of the Houston-Colorado game, that game coming up in about a half hour in Kansas City. That game tomorrow, the semifinal game, at 5 p.m. Mountain. Join me for pregame coverage beginning at 4 o'clock right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Looking at some finals and conference tournaments around the country, top-ranked Duke survives losing two starters to injury in the first half, including expected top pick in the upcoming NBA draft, Cooper Flagg, to beat Georgia Tech 78-70 in the quarterfinals of the ACC tourney. Flagg left the game in the first half after sustaining an ankle injury. He was taken to the locker room in a wheelchair. Sixth-ranked St. John's gets a 78-57 win over Butler in the Big East quarterfinals. And before we give you any more scores, let's go back to Kansas City, where BYU is on the podium for the press conference.
Team on the dais for up to 10 minutes.
Thank you, Ben. They're introducing the press conference protocol right now. BYU will be on the podium first.
Comments about the game. If you would like to ask a question, please raise your hand and let us deliver to you a wireless microphone. Please state your name, your affiliation, and designate who you would like to answer your question directly into the microphone as ASAP Sports is transcribing this press conference remotely. Quotes and other media materials are available in the media drop box on Big12Sports.com. When entering and departing this interview room, we request that you use the rear entrance to this area. Locker rooms are open for up to 30 minutes once the team's cooling off period ends.
Well, they're setting a few rules, obviously, Ben, here, but BYU is due up.
We'll in a non-advancing team
expect them to be on the podium here.
Minutes.
See if they start right away with the press conference. I think they're setting to. Ben, let's do this. Let's kick it back to you, and then we'll tell you when the Cougs have actually started speaking.
Good, Greg. That's what we'll do. We'll get back to Kansas City in just a moment. Just remember, fans, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. A couple other scores. Finals around the country to get you appraised of. Sixth-ranked St. John's gets a 78-57 win over Butler in the Big East quarterfinals. 23rd-ranked Oregon pulls away from Indiana late in the second round of the Big Ten tourney to get a 72-59 victory. Akron boat races Bowling Green 96-67 in the MAC quarterfinals. And in the A-10, St. Bonaventures gets a 5.64-59 win over Duquesne in the second round. In the ACC second round, in the AAC second round, Wichita State outlasts South Florida to advance. The Shockers get the victory in that one. Coming up later today in Kansas City, we mentioned the second game of the day features Colorado, who is in a bit of a heater. They'll face Houston. That game tips at about, 15 minutes from now. 7-seed Baylor and 2-seed Texas Tech kick off the evening session at 5. Baylor beat Kansas State to advance to face the Red Raiders today in Kansas and Arizona, the nightcap at 7:30. Later today, join Jason Shepherd as he's on the call for BYU baseball as they face UCF. You can hear that game at 2 p.m. on BYU Radio. After the break, we'll send you back to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at T-Mobile Center for more post-game coverage, including the press conference. Cougar Pregame Live continues with Greg and Mark next on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, back in Kansas City, Kevin Young, Richie Saunders on the BYU podium post-game.
It was pretty remarkable, felt like no matter what we did, he was going to make a shot. So our guys did a good job of weathering the storm and then, did enough on both sides of the ball, down the stretch there to give ourselves a lead. I thought Trey came in and played outstanding defense. Richie's been, really solid for us all year, made some huge plays, made some huge free throws down the stretch, which is, something that we rely on. So I think the last thing for me, just big picture, to go 24 assists on 30 made shots is an incredible number. So I think that speaks to, how unselfish our guys are, and they play for each other, and I thought that was on full display.
Okay. I think we've got a question here on the third row on the left for you, Coach.
Coach, I've got actually two for you. The first of all, talk about 50% from three-point range, 18 of 36.
Yeah, that's a season high for us, 18 makes. I just told the guys in the locker room, though, you don't just show up to the gym and go 18 at 36 from three. And it's not even just the shot making. It's how those threes are generated. Something that we, pride ourselves on in terms of spacing the floor, in terms of trying to, turn down a good shot for a great shot. Our guys have been that way all season. And so for them to do it, under the bright lights here against a defensive team that is obviously, that's their hallmark. That was a really good, carryover for us.
Okay, and then the second question is just initial thoughts about playing either Colorado or Houston tomorrow night.
Yeah, Colorado obviously, came in here with, some pride after having a disappointing part of the going through the conference slate. So, they're playing with house money in a lot of ways, which can be dangerous. And then obviously Houston's a team who they speak for themselves. So for us, we played them super early on. They were our first Big 12 road game and they smacked us. And so, we've grown a lot since then. We feel like we've, found more of our identity since that time. So whoever we play, we'll try to go out there and be the best version of ourselves.
Okay, next one will be on the left side here on the front row.
Richie, Matthew Poston, Heartland College Sports, right here. So the three to put you guys up four with about 40-something seconds left in the game. Can you talk about the play and just were you surprised at how wide open you were?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit, but just Dawson Baker, he's an incredible passer. You know, he got the 2 feet, and luckily I was the one that kind of found a little window. But, just talking on that, the 2 feet is so key for us. Yes, we shot 50% from three or whatever. Like, that's incredible, but it's because of the shots that we were taking. And those are, like, those kind of shots versus just off the dribble or just – like early shot clock shots, like we had a lot of, we call them paint to great threes, and that was just one of them.
Let's go on the right side here on the second row.
Yeah, Kevin, no one needs to remind you how many turnovers you had up in Ames.
I know, but you would.
Only 10 today. What was different? Obviously, they were down a couple really good defenders, but what did you guys do different with the ball?
I thought we were just – had more of a plan, honestly. I thought we were more organized. I mean, we had a hard time in that game up there, and it's a credit to their atmosphere. Honestly, it was so loud, it was hard to like orchestrate anything from the sideline. I thought our guys got a little, discombobulated against it. But tonight, I thought we had a little bit more poise. You know, we, like these guys just like Richie just said, we played, more from a position of strength than we did in that game. And I mean, look. But let's call it the spade a spade. I mean, Gilbert's one of the best defenders, and Lipsy. I think Gilbert doesn't get enough credit for how good he is defensively. So it was a different level of pressure for sure. But nonetheless, our guys executed.
Got one over here on the right side on the second row.
Yeah, Sean Walker from KSL in Salt Lake. Trey, I wanted to ask you about the defense in that second half, specifically on Curtis Jones. I think he's 3 of 10 shooting, only one three-pointer. What changed mentality-wise, I guess, with the team defensively?
Really, it's just like, I mean, KY said at the beginning of the season, our ceiling is going to be how we play defense. And he was cooking, I can't lie. It was fun to watch. He's a good dude. It was fun to play against, especially. So I really, like, love that defensive challenge. I said fun to watch in terms of like fun to watch that battle happen, not fun to watch them go off against us. But yeah, really just taking pride. I mean, we come into the game every time to play harder than the guy in front of us. And I felt like we really took pride that second half and executed that.
Got one on the right side here on the fifth row back.
Yeah, hi. Bruce Pascal, Arizona Daily Star. Kevin, I was just wondering, the big picture, this streak you guys are on, what was the, was there a turning point, and what happened to really kick things into gear the way you guys are playing right now?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a couple different things that happened throughout the year where I thought our guys took a step forward. There was a moment in Colorado where we were not playing well, and then the light kind of went off in the second half offensively. That stands out. And there was a moment at Central Florida in the locker room at halftime, we just felt like, we had to address our offensive toughness. And since those two instances, I think our guys have really played more to, like, the identity that we set forth at the beginning of the year and just kind of had to remind them what they said they wanted that to look like. And so that was it. And then just I think it's a testament to, we play 10 guys. It's 11 when we're fully healthy. But, all these guys stay ready. We have unbelievable – this is the best practice team I've ever been a part of in my whole coaching career. And these guys show up every day, and they get better every day. And so when you have that type of growth mindset, I think you're able to just keep getting better and better as the year goes on. And as a coach, that's all you really can ask for.
Let's go to the left side here on about the fifth row.
Hi, Coach. You guys – both teams combined to set a Big 12 tournament record for made three-pointers, which probably isn't too surprising. But what goes into that kind of shot-making, and have you ever seen that kind of performance between two college teams?
Jones was a one-man wrecking crew. Like, he was just caught fire, and, like Trey said, it definitely wasn't fun to watch from our seat, but I'm sure from y'all's seat that was pretty spectacular. So credit to him for just being, and a great individual performance. As it relates to our group, like I said, I mean, You know, I learned this a long time ago when kind of the three-point barrage and analytic barrage kind of set sail on the NBA. I was working for the Sixers at the time. I'll never forget a meeting I had with Sam Hinkie, who was the GM at the time, and he showed me a heat map of basically over a million shots in the NBA and shot location, everything that's common knowledge nowadays. And I was like, okay, that's great. So how are we going to get these threes? He goes, I don't know. That's your job to figure out. And so I never forgot that moment. And so, you know, that's been sort of the backbone of trying to have an efficient offense for me over the years. And it's a credit to our guys for spacing, number one, being unselfish, number two, and then obviously being able to knock shots down at the end of it. So there's a lot that goes into it, for sure.
Okay, we got time for a couple more questions. Let's go over here on the right side on the second row.
Kevin, you've been hammering the depth all season long, and how do you think it impacted the game today and also the contribution that Mihailo made for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I thought tonight was a kind of the epitome of where our depth shined. You know, obviously they were down bodies, and so I thought in the second half, you know, when Jones started missing some shots, I thought that was a testament to, you know, Mawut wearing him out a little bit, that here comes Trey, and just kind of going back and forth. And not just him, I thought Jefferson kind of got a little tired as well, you know, all their guys, quite frankly. And so, you know, and I just told our players back there, I mean, you know, for us to be able to have 41 bench points, like, you can't scout everything, you can't prepare for everything, every play, every guy. And so it's a huge, you know, luxury to have guys that can come in and step up and make plays.
Okay, our last question. Raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you if you like it. Okay, Coach.
Thank you all.
Thanks a lot. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, those are the BYU Cougars who defeat Iowa State by a score of 96-92 today, quarterfinal Thursday at the Big 12 Championship. Time for our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And what a finish for Richie Saunders. 16 after halftime. He ends up with 23. Richie Saunders is our Waystar Star of the Game. 23 points for Richie on 6 of 12 from the field, 3 of 8 from the three-point line, 8 for 8 at the free throw line. Richie Saunders has now made 27 of his last 28 free throws. Outstanding, remarkable. 5 assists for Richie, and that's a new career high for him. Wow, Richie Saunders is the Waystar Star of the Game.
Yes, so many great performances, but it all happens because Richie is so solid. You can count on him to perform, to get a big shot for you, to hit a big three, to make the free throws. Because he is so solid, everyone can kind of work around him and do great things. But definitely Richie has been phenomenal all year long. But that second half tonight was one of his best showings.
Congrats, Richie, the Waystar Star of the Game. Another postgame honoree is coming away after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU will play either Houston or Colorado tomorrow at 5 Mountain Time in the Big 12 Championship semifinal. Colorado and Houston just about tip off here in Kansas City. BYU defeats Iowa State 96-92. BYU led by 10. BYU trailed by 10. BYU wins on the strength of 18 of 36 from the three-point line primarily. On a night when both teams shot the ball very, very well. Time for our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct and you save money. And today's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game is actually going to be Steel Men of the Game. Bear with me on this one. I hope we get the leeway because we are going to combine the three big men into one big guy for BYU. Keba Keita, Huseni Traore, and Mihailo Boskovic combined for 34 points and 17 rebounds today.
They all did it when they needed to. Fus was critical in that first half, and then when BYU needed stops and rebounds, it was Keba Keita, and then Mihailo comes in, and it just continues to play great with confidence, hits some threes. That's a three-headed dragon if I've ever seen one.
By the way, Mihailo with 5 rebounds today ties his career high, and his 10 points were 1 point off of a career high. Richie Saunders set a career high with 5 assists in this game, as we noted. So The BYU big men are the steel men of the game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. BYU's a winner, 96-92. Mark, this nine-game win streak has seen BYU defeat four ranked teams. BYU hadn't beaten four ranked teams consecutively since the NIT year of 1950-51.
So just the other day. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. This team is special. This has a little bit of magic in it. We've seen teams in the past that have been in games like this, but it kind of faded away at the end for them. But this team seems to just have a killer instinct and the ability to make big shots, play with no fear, whatever the situation is on the road in a conference tournament, wherever, whoever they're playing, they believe that they're going to win, and they should because they're really good.
BYU improves to 24-8 on the year and 1-0 in this year's version of the Big 12 Championship. BYU and Houston or Colorado tomorrow night in the Final Four. We'll take a break. We'll come back and hear from head coach Kevin Young as we roll on from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. They call it Hilton South because of the way that Iowa State draws its fans, but BYU fans equaled them today, it felt like, and what a great atmosphere we had for this first game of the day. All right, we'll come back to Kansas City for more from Courtside on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so Kevin Young is making his way over to our courtside location. He has numerous postgame responsibilities in the postseason realm, but we'll hear from Kevin Young coming up shortly. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream is delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant back with you courtside, preceding our conversation with Coach Young. BYU's a winner, let's remind you all, 96-92 over Iowa State. Iowa State, a projected 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. Iowa State ranked 12th nationally. We just had a 25-week streak of being in the AP top 10, a streak that BYU ended with its first win over the Cyclones 9 days ago in Ames. An Iowa State team that, despite being the 5 to BYU's 4, was the favored team today to defeat BYU. And, Mark, you've made this pretty consistently a theme of yours in the last couple of weeks, but there's no reason to doubt anything about this BYU team. Every challenge they have faced, they have conquered here in this 9-game win streak, and it didn't all come immediately. What a great study this season's going to be when we look back at the ups and the downs and the inflection points and where things kind of turned around. But the way they're playing right now, again, every coach would love to say, I've got a team peaking at the right time. I've got a team playing its best ball in March. I've got a team that I can run 10 deep and feel good about. And, Mark, we literally see two groups of 5 that Kevin Young played. Of course, you'll mix a bit, but we saw kind of a two-line grouping today, and it worked. Everything works. No Gilbert, and I get that. They're excellent players. No catchings for BYU if you want to throw that into the equation as well. This is full marks. As well as Iowa State shot, as a team, I mean, they weren't just Gilbert and Lipsy. There are a lot more guys that can hurt you. In this way, on this day, the superlatives hardly.
It is a team effort, everybody contributing. You talk about that second group, and that was kind of the group that got BYU back into the game in the second half. And you look at those guys, that group of 5 scored 41 points together in this game. That's remarkable. And just a great job. And then at the end of the game, you're playing Trey Stewart, you're playing Mihailo, and they're making huge plays. And I just love that everybody contributes, and it's a fun environment. And when it's all clicking, man, it's a beautiful thing to watch. And BYU needed all the good things they were doing today because that was an incredibly tough Iowa State team.
Well, slowing down Curtis Jones was a part of the equation, and as he slowed down, Richie Saunders heated up. And Richie had never been bigger than he was down the stretch. As head coach Kevin Young pops on the headset here courtside at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Kevin Young is with us. And, Coach, congratulations on advancing to Final Four Friday here in Kansas City. After what you did in Ames, you guys, the two teams, put on another all-timer today.
Yeah, I mean, so much credit goes to, you know, their group of young men that played, being down bodies. Guys stepped up, which you knew they would. You know, that's what you got to do this time of year. You know, I think John Linehan said it best after the game. I mean, that's tournament basketball. You know, anything can happen. You know, the show that Curtis Jones put on in the first half was an all-timer. He just felt like no matter what we did, it was going to go in for him. So, really happy with our guys in terms of, you know, not getting rattled, staying the course, and, you know, ultimately, you know, we made some adjustments too. You know, the zone helped us in the second half, and I say it literally after every game, but every game has a life of its own, and luckily we found the right buttons to push to get it done.
I want to do this early because I think it's an outstanding number from today. It's the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Coach, your team had 24 assists on 30 makes today. I know among the many numbers you can look at and superlatives you appreciate, that's one that has to jump out to you.
Absolutely. And that's the one. One of the few I shared with the guys after the game. You know, you don't just show up to a gym and go 18-36 from three. It takes a lot that goes into that. You know, it takes spacing. It takes unselfishness. It takes quick decision making. And so our guys, you know, executed that. And that's something that we have preached since the day I showed up on campus. And you know, for our guys to execute it the way we did and play with that unselfish mentality. Even all the way down to, like, was kicks down, plays off 2 feet in the paint, bang. And so it's just good execution by our guys.
Yeah, Coach, everybody that played in this game played well, played a big role. Was there any particular performances that kind of stand out to you in this one?
I could go down the list. I mean, Foose came in and I thought played really well in that first half. You know, I thought the way that, you know, Trey came in and guarded Jones was really impressive. Mihailo came in and gave us huge minutes. You know, Dawson made some plays. You know, Dallin's ball security, you know, going 7 assists, 1 turn. So that's just, you know, that's how our team's constructed. And we're a hard team to stop because you got a lot of different guys that can get things done out there.
All right, plus minus, plus 9, plus 12, plus 12, plus 17, plus 18. Those were your 5 bench guys today.
Incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, again, a lot of all the credit goes to those guys for staying ready and for not, you know, pouting when it's not going their way as it relates to minutes and so forth. But that's what this team's about, man. This team wants to win. We find that we feel like we can win a lot of different ways, whatever that means. And, you know, tonight was one where we had to just weather the storm. I mean, again, I want to give Curtis Jones credit. That was insane, like, what he was doing out there. And so he's a heck of a ball player. You know, I hope those guys can get healthy. You know, you want to be healthy this time of year, so hopefully they can get healthy.
Yeah, he was on a Jimmer-esque tear in the first half. He ended up with 22 by halftime, finishes with 31. Head coach Kevin Young is with us. We'll take a break, come back with closing comments from the coach from the Big 12 Championship here in Kansas City, 96-92. The 4-seed BYU over the 5-seed Iowa State. 4 consecutive ranked wins for BYU for the first time in 74 years. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Smith's for mouth-watering meals and appetizing ingredients. And no matter what tasty choice you make, our low prices add up to big savings. Plus, you get over $600 in digital coupons each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump and points. At Smith's, you always get big flavors and big savings. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey There cleans every inch of chrome car washer. We like your style. Are you turning the line into a parking lot while cleaning the same spot for a third time? You know it. But your impressive attention to detail means you've got the freshest ride on the road. Literally and figuratively. So when it's time for the next new truck to scrub, try Ken Garf for listening skills as thorough as your scrubbing technique. Hey, we hear you.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Okay, that's good. Whoa, whoa, Dave!
Sorry, I'll go grab some paper towels.
You can't let Dave pour things. He works at JCW's. They fill stuff up past the brim over there, like their milkshakes. They're thick, rich, and oh my gosh.
Delicious?
Oh no. Dave's filling up Crystal's car for her.
Dave, stop!
Hey, this is Clark for JCW. Stop into any of our five locations today. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
When was the last time you had your teeth cleaned? Heart disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, dementia, and other inflammatory health conditions have been linked to periodontitis, a severe stage of gum disease. To help fight against gum disease and inflammatory health conditions, have your teeth cleaned regularly by a dentist or hygienist. To review the science behind these findings, go to visityourdentist.org. This message is brought to you by the eAssist Dental Health Education Foundation, reminding you that dental cleanings are essential for your health.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, site of the Big 12 Championship. BYU defeats Iowa State 96-92 on quarterfinal Thursday, setting up semifinal Friday for the Cougs against either Houston or Colorado. Greg and Mark visiting with head coach Kevin Young in our closing segment of the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach, you're multitasking right now, watching and listening and trying to answer some questions. What's your early vibe from Houston and Colorado here?
Well, first of all, Colorado's on a heck of a streak, you know, after a disappointing slate in the conference season. You know, do what they've done is really impressive. And they're, you know, teams like that are dangerous. You know, they're playing with house money in a lot of ways. But, you know, Houston, they've been a force all year long. Obviously, they smacked us when we felt like we were still learning ourselves early in the year. So this time of year, man, no game's going to be easy. And got great respect for both of these programs.
So BYU defeats Iowa State, and it's a favored seed winning, the 4 over the 5. But, man, Iowa State's one of the best teams in the country. They've been in the top 15 for 28 straight weeks. That's as good a team as you're going to see in this league. And you put up 1.4-plus points per possession against the number 11 defensive efficiency team in the country. Scored 96 against this team, and 88 was impressive in double overtime. This was outstanding today.
Yeah, I mean, our guys, you know, they played together. And when you space the floor and you share the ball and you got guys that can make shots at a high level across the board, that you can be a challenge to guard. Obviously, you know, let's also call a spade a spade. I mean, they were missing their two ball hounds out there and, you know, Lipsy and Gilbert. You know, I think Lipsy gets a lot of the credit. I think Gilbert's as good as anyone I've seen this year in the country in terms of guarding the ball. So, you know, not having them out there gave us a different look. But nonetheless, I mean, they have a DNA about their team, you know, which is toughness and which is, you know, making it hard on the other team. So for our guys to be able to execute at the level that they did in this type of environment was impressive.
Coach, Big 12 tournament's a gauntlet, and you get one tonight. What does it look like for the team tonight, tomorrow, and your coaching staff? What's the schedule, and how do you get ready for another great challenge in Houston?
I mean, I'm such a weirdo where I just take it literally one day at a time and try to not focus on anything other than the task at hand. So I got to go get myself regrouped and see what Nate Austin has laid out for me and us. But I know we got three of our coaches watching this game here to scout it. I'm about to go home and get some food and back to the hotel, get some food, and you know, start diving into the film so we can get our game plan nice and tight.
Okay, I've never asked you this. I'm going to now. How do you compare an NBA postseason run to what you've already experienced just so far? I'm kind of grouping the end of the season but the start of the postseason for you, March basketball, if you will, at the college level.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, the intensity certainly ratchets up. That's similar in both facets. I mean, this is harder because anything can happen in one game, you know, in the outside of the play-in tournament, which, you know, I didn't have much experience with that. But, you know, in the NBA playoffs, I mean, usually the best team wins because it's a seven-game deal. This is, you know, all the marbles on the table and all the chips in the middle for one game. And so, you know, Curtis Jones has a half and all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And so it just anything can happen at any given time like that. And it makes it, you know, makes it a lot of fun for sure.
Well, we're having a ton of fun alongside you and the boys. Congrats for today, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you, Coach.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young here courtside in Kansas City as BYU's moving on at the Big 12 Championship to the Final Four. Mark, what a day, what a night. We've said a lot of that the last few weeks. This team is something else.
What a ride this has been. I never want it to end, and who says it has to? I put this team up against anybody in the country right now. The way they're shooting, the way they're clicking offensively is pretty remarkable. And so if you want to beat BYU, you better put on your big boy pants because you're going to have to earn it.
Mark, we get to do this again tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, that Houston game is one I think that sticks in everybody's craw. They were never in it. They got just run out of the building, but
and if it turns out to be Houston, Mark, what a great maybe demonstration of where this team was to where this team is.
Yeah, that's the most exciting thing about it is it'll be a barometer to measure yourself because we know it's a completely different team than it was, and it's all in the good on the good side. I mean, they have really gotten better, and it's been fun to watch.
And not that BYU is playing with house money, the phrase Coach Young used to refer to Colorado, because BYU is certainly not that same situation, but so much heavy lifting has been done to get to Friday night. Houston is practically a one seed in everyone's book, right? They're a top three KenPom team. They're a top five team in the AP. It's as good a team as you're going to see the rest of the way, no matter how long your march run ends. Win or lose, you play your best game against Houston and take the result. I think the committee would be doing a great disservice if they don't look at these last nine games and realize how extraordinary they've been.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about the non-conference scheduling. I don't want to hear about it. That was November, all right? If you're in the Big 12, if you're playing 20 conference games, your schedule's tough enough, my friend. You're going to see enough tough games in the Big 12, and BYU did. So to win nine in a row against those teams, I don't want to hear about schedule strength. It doesn't matter what you did in November. Yeah, it might. If you're coming down to a tiebreak of a last team in, back of the bracket, you want to compare non-conference schedules, maybe. But with what BYU's doing now, with this schedule, against these opponents, knocking off four consecutive ranked teams, quad one after quad one after quad one, the committee has to give credit to what BYU's doing now, not what BYU did in November, even against Houston in January. This is a new team, a different team, a very good team. It's off the 8-9 line. It should be off the 7 line. I'm looking at 6 and above right now, and I'll be disappointed if it's not that for BYU on Selection Sunday.
Well, I don't know that any team in the country, maybe Duke or one or two teams, have played better than BYU in the last month, and I think that goes a long way. And, you preach, Greg, because I'm on board that train. This team has deserved a good seed for that tournament, and if they do get one, that's not to say they can't win if they don't, but that's going to help them continue this hot streak of basketball.
I hope they're watching the basketball, because if you saw the Arizona game, if you saw the Kansas game, if you saw what BYU did in Ames, if you watched today's game, how do you not argue that's not one of the very best basketball teams in the country?
If any other team did it, I think you'd probably say that. I mean, Houston has done it, and they're talking about them as a number one seed, and so BYU should be in the conversation for those kind of things. Not a number one seed, but certainly, 4, 5, 6, somewhere in that range, I think is absolutely reasonable and deserved.
There's so much out of sight, out of mind in this whole thing. It took BYU so long to get AP votes. It took BYU so long to find some quad one wins. Everything happened so late for this team that they had so much catching up to do in terms of the national, perspective and appreciation for this team. But if you just open your eyes now today, this is one of the best basketball teams in the nation and deserves a high seed on Selection Sunday. Win or lose tomorrow, and regardless of what happens the rest of the way, that's our platform, and yet the evidence bears us out. I don't think there's any dispute. All right.
If you watch this game and you know basketball, you're not going to find a better college basketball game in the country than what we saw this morning.
Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio. James Finlayson on the Wheels of Steel, along with Terry South, our coordinating producer. Sean O'Neill is also involved on the operations side. We had Ben Bagley, our studio host, making it happen pre- and post-game and halftime with us. And that would leave the people like Tyson Jex, BYU Basketball Communications Director, our right-hand man for helping us out pre- and post-game. Coach Young with us pre- and post-game. And that just brings us to the guys on the headsets. So for Mark Durant, my color commentary colleague, in our 20th conference tournament together, Mark, we'll do it again tomorrow, yes?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's keep doing it. This is about as fun as I've ever had a time doing what we've been doing, Greg. This team is magical. It's special. I can't wait to see him play again.
4 p.m. Mountain Time pregame, 5 p.m. Mountain Time tip for BYU in either Houston or Colorado on Final Four Friday here in Kansas City. So for Mark, my name is Greg Wrubell. Thanking you all for tuning in out there in Cougar Nation. So in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good day and so long from Kansas City.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good morning, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City as today the 17th-ranked BYU Cougars take on number 12 Iowa State in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 Championship. He slaps back to Yegor Demin. BYU in possession from Trevin Nell. Pulls, okay. Fires, and scores on the opening possession. Three-pointer for Trevin Nell. First of the day between the circles. Right wing Trevin. Right corner, Yegor Demin. Yegor drives, sends high to Richie Saunders. Richie will take it to the elbow, take a bump, no call, floater good. BYU's up by a score of 5-2. Richie took a little hit, there was no whistle there. There could have been on contact, but I think you take the results of the play in the corner to Nell. Nell will take a straight line drive down the base, high to Mawut, jumps the three and knocks it down. Mawut Mag with another three-pointer for BYU. Three threes for the Cougs, and the Cougs have a game-high lead of four at 11-7.
There's no moment too big for Mawut. He steps up in the biggest games and hits big shots.
Mighty Mo knocks it down. Richie Saunders nearly traveled on the right wing. High to Yegor, right to Richie. Right corner, Mawut for three. That's good. Mawut Mag with the second Mountain American Credit Union three-pointer of the first half. And the Cougars have an 8-5 lead.
BYU looks amazing and somewhat incompetent at the same time right now on offense.
High to Yegor. Yegor bobbles, regains between the circles. Under 10 on the shot clock. It's down to 5 for Yegor. Left wing Richie with 4 and with 3. Yegor for 3 off the pass from Saunders. Knocks it down. Yegor Demin with the Cougars' 4th three-pointer. And the Cougs have a game-high 6-point lead at 14-8. Good to see. BYU racing at four court. Saunders, Hall to the cutter. Foose. Foose right to the rim. Scoop, yeah. And score. And 1. It'll be a three-point play chance for Fuseni Traore. Great run after a make.
Right.
The Cougs running off the make and scoring in transition with Foose losing his defender off the window for 2 and a chance for 3. BYU's up 6 at 16-10. Wing left, BYU's up 5, 17-12. A skip pass to Richie for 3, and that's good. BYU 5 for 6 from deep. Richie Saunders gives BYU a game-high 8-point lead at 20-12. Cougs shooting lights out here in the early morning. Terminates, finds Foose. Foose at 10 feet, gets low on Deshaun Jackson. Nice bank and score. Altered his angle a little bit to get over Jackson, and he scores. Does Foose to give BYU a 7-point lead. The game-high lead's been 8. A nice settle back in for BYU and Fuseni Traore. He's got 4. 12:05, nearly a turnover on a soft pass by Boskovich. Stuart Hall, corner 3. Baker got it!
Beautiful.
Dawson Baker, shot Baker. BYU 6 for 9 from 3. The Coug lead is a game-high 10 at 25-15. Down to 1. 9-0 Iowa State run. Lob to Cada, and Cada finishes at the rim off the assist from Trevin Nell. It ends a 3.5-minute scoreless drought for BYU. Demin Finds Richie. Saunders driving kick. Trevin three. Got it. Big time make from Trevin Nell. BYU 7-3 of the first half. The Cougs have only 3 twos and 7 threes. And it's BYU by 3, 30-27. Richie Saunders left wing. A baseline drive, floater. Man, live, beautiful shot by Richie Saunders. That is so smooth down the baseline. He can pull up and just lock that little teardrop, and it finds the bottom of the bucket. 32-29, BYU by 3. Nell, 3 to answer. Rattles around and drops down. Everyone kind of waited. 43-37, the Cougs is trying to keep their head above water. Big shot by Trevin Nell, who's got 11 to pace BYU here in the first half. 10-point lead. Cut to 7 on a Mihailo Boskovic three-pointer to answer.
BYU's clicking along, but man, just can't keep up.
3, and they're down double digits. They were until a moment ago.
Oh, great
Stewart
pass.
Ahead to Foos. Foos will dunk it home. And just like that, BYU makes it a 5-point game. The Cougs went from down up 10 to down 10 to now down just 5. 49-44, Cyclones up. 2 minutes to play. Turnover Iowa State right into the hands of Yegor Demon. Yegor racing in forecourt to Dallin Hall. Back to Yegor. Thought about the three. Cray will take that three and make that three. It almost crawled out, but it drops in, and BYU's within 2 after being down 10. 49-47. For the Cougs, that's 10 threes in the first half. Both teams have 10 threes in the first half.
Can't make mistakes against Iowa State. Here's Nell.
Oh! Trevin Nell curls to the top and knocks down the three to turn an 8-point lead into a 5-point margin. 57-52, Iowa State by 5. Trevin Nell with his 4th three. He hasn't missed a shot today.
Yegor's pass was inside the cylinder.
Saunders kind of a quiet day. A little jump hook with the right hand. Gets back in the score sheet. And BYU makes it a 6-point game, 60-54. Richie Saunders right out front, 9 points. Out of the top of the key, left wing Richie. Fans wanted to travel, Iowa State fans. Richie to Kaba. Kaba up and in at the rim. Nicely done. Richie Saunders passes out of a would-be floater to Kaba, and he just lays it up. BYU down 6, 62-56. Dallin Hall races past his defender to the right baseline. Left wing 3, Richie. Oh, it looked right on line. Didn't go. Offensive rebound, stick back and score. So your first 2 second chance points for BYU come right there on the stick back by Fuseni Traore. And the Cougs trail by 6, 64-58. Richie Saunders today, 1 for 6 from deep. Foose to the cutter, Baker. Baker has it knocked away. The play's not there, so it goes out to Hall. Hall jumps a pass to Dawson, right wing. Baker driving kick. Corner 3, Dallin Hall. Huge shot. Dallin Hall, his first make of the day. The only Cougar yet to score that has played. And BYU makes it a 5-point game again. 66-61. And that is the theme. Hanging around in this one. Cougs unable to close the gap any closer than 5. Baker right corner, Trey. Big 3. Got it again. BYU 13 threes. Just trying to stay within shouting distance. Trey Stewart with his 2nd 3 of this game. He's 2 for 2 from deep. BYU 13 for 27. Hall dribbles into a 3 left side. That's good! A 2 for 3 exchange. BYU will take it. BYU within 5 again. 72-67. 14 threes. 3-point land left. Beats Calderman to the base. Runs into a double. Dallin bounces to Foose. Floater. Good! Foose makes it a 1-possession game. 72-69. The Cougs are right there. 11:55 to go here in Kansas City. BYU fans on their feet. Trey to the top. Right wing Dallin Hall. Dallin races past Watson. Corner. Boskovic 3 for the tie. Got it!
Wow!
72-72. BYU with Mihailo Boskovic knocking down their 15th three. That's 26 three-pointers between the two teams. Hall knocks away the inbounds. Boskovic racing into forecourt. Mihailo underhand scoop. Dallin on the arc left side. They'll go high. Dawson right wing. Mihailo again. Pull and fire. Mihailo Boskovic with his 3rd three. That's 16 threes for BYU. And these two teams combine to tie the Big 12 record for most threes in a game at 27. BYU takes the 3-point lead, 11-0 BYU run, 75-72. Nell in as well. Hall drives baseline, drift pass to Baker, won't take that three. He'll get into the paint, find Richie for 3, top of the key. Good, Richie Saunders with his 2nd 3, and the Cougs take a 78-75 lead. That is 17 threes, tying the season high for BYU. Down the stretch, Kata straddling the 3-point line, stripe extended, hands off to Nell. Nell lobs to Kaba! There it is! The alley-oop throwdown. Hadn't seen it yet today. We just saw it.
That might have been out of the timeout. The inbounds play beautifully executed.
80-75. BYU a 5-point lead here in Kansas City, 89-88. Nell, 3-point land left. Trevin has not missed a three today. Dallin gets past Jackson. Hands out to Baker, straight away Trevin. Trevin in the corner, Dallin Hall. Will fake it, will drive it to Richie for three. Got it! Richie Saunders gives the Cougs a 4-point lead. 48.9, timeout! Richie Saunders, 21. Wow.
Such poise, such composure. It didn't look like it was happening for BYU late in the clock. Dallin kept his head, got in the paint, and found an open Richie Saunders, and then it was all over.
Has Jones missed the three? BYU lost the rebound to the corner. And then a bobble out of bounds by the Cyclones. It'll be BYU basketball. That should almost do it, Mark. They're going to get the ball to a free throw shooter for sure. Kelderman runs to the rim. Reverse lay-in, missed it. Tip is good with 0.7. It's back to a 4-point game, two possessions. BYU can inbound, and that will do it! Saunders in the hall, and we will see you on Friday night here in Kansas City. What a game again! BYU and Iowa State. BYU 96, Iowa State 92 is our final.